Gun laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Got a lot to get to today. We'll get to the mailbag a little bit later on in the show, but we begin today with Joe Biden caving in like a tunnel under pressure. Joe Biden obviously continues to lead in the polls. According to the Real Clear Politics poll average, he is well ahead of the rest of the field at this point nationally, but he has been dropping. He was up near 40% in the Real Clear Politics poll average just a couple of weeks ago. He's down to 34% in the Real Clear Politics poll average right now. He leads Bernie Sanders in Iowa by just 4%. He's up on Bernie Sanders by about 13 points in New Hampshire, but there are no real late-breaking polls there, so my guess is that the lead is smaller than that. And the reason that he's beginning to recede, he's beginning to regress back to the mean, is because Joe Biden is not a good candidate. The problem for Joe Biden is this. His pitch is basically, you know me. You know, I'm old Joe Biden. And because I'm old Joe, you know, you've known me for 30 years. I've been consistent. I'm a rock of solidity in a time of instability. You can feel comfortable with old Joe Biden. Well, the only problem is that if the case that you are making is that you are a rock of solidity, you cannot be waving around like a palm tree in the wind. You can't do that. If the idea is that Donald Trump is too volatile and that you are, again, going to be that safe harbor for Americans who just want something steady in a time of trouble, you're going to be that ship that doesn't move with the waves. You're just going to plow right on ahead through those eddies. If you are that guy, you can't be the guy who switches your mind every 5 minutes out of pressure to the left. Because now, many Americans are going to feel that you are unstable. And many folks on the left are going to feel that you are insincere. See, what people are looking for in a candidate is a level of authenticity. This is why Donald Trump was the nominee and why he's the president. Because when it came right down to it, he has a level of authenticity that I think is rare in politics, and people see that. It was interesting. I was listening to another podcast by a guy named Larry Wilmore, who's a comedian, and a comedian of the political left, and he made a distinction that I thought was actually quite a good distinction. The distinction was, he was talking about politics, and he said there are three types of people in politics. There are the truth tellers, people who say things that you don't want to hear but are true, and then there are people who are honest, and then there are people who just spout bullcrap. Bullcrap are people who just say what they think you want to hear. Kirsten Gillibrand, perfect example of the bullcrap candidate. Right? The candidate who just wants to say whatever it is that you want her to say. And then there's the honest candidate. The honest candidate isn't necessarily honest about the situation, but is honest to their feelings. So they're saying what is in their heart. And this is very attractive to Americans because usually these are the only two choices available. And sometimes honesty beats the third choice, truth-telling, because if truth-telling amounts to, I'm going to tell you something you don't want to hear, people don't want to hear that stuff. And they also don't want to hear BS. They don't want to feel like they're being pandered to. So what they're looking for is somebody who mostly tells them the things that they kind of like, but somebody who says what is in their heart, because now we can get a glimpse at the real you. Right? That is Donald Trump's appeal. Well, Joe Biden is a master BSer, as Larry Wilmore says, and he's exactly right about this. Joe Biden is a BS artist. And the problem is, you cannot beat honesty with a BS artist. You can only beat honesty with somebody else who is perceived as honest. And this is the case that the radical left is making. They're saying, listen, of all of our candidates, the guy who is the most honest is Bernie Sanders. Now, the left is having to determine whether Elizabeth Warren is honest or whether she is a BSer to them, whether she's just telling the radical left what they want to hear. But one thing is becoming eminently clear. In the first few weeks of his campaign, Joe Biden, who portrays himself as Honest Joe, guy who gaffes into honesty, but he's honest and he's solid, He is none of those things. He is a BS artist who will shift all of his opinions on a moment's notice if he receives any sort of pressure. Today's example, Joe Biden has now caved on the Hyde Amendment. So the Hyde Amendment, for those who don't know, is an amendment that was passed in the 1990s to a federal bill. It has been attached in virtually every appropriations bill since and has been continuously in force for 20-some years. The Hyde Amendment says there will be no federal funding for abortion. So if federal funds are available for a clinic, the clinic has to make sure that it is not using those federal funds for abortion. So Planned Parenthood gets funding from the federal government, but they have to pledge that that money is not going to be used for abortion. Now, the reason that this isn't helpful when it comes to Planned Parenthood is because Planned Parenthood is an abortion clinic. So that means that all the money is fungible. Any cost that they defray from federal funding in one area, they can then use money from another source and then put it into sponsoring abortion. With that said, the Hyde Amendment is obviously a very good part of law. And the reason it's a good part of law is because you should not be paying for somebody else's abortion, obviously. You know who used to agree with this was Joe Biden. So here's a brief history of Joe Biden on this issue. I'm going to tell you the history, and then we'll play some audio of Joe Biden backing up the case. David Harsanyi of The Federalist puts this out there. In 1976, Biden voted for the Hyde Amendment, a law banning federal funds to pay for abortion. In 1981, the Biden Amendment to the Foreign Assistance Act banned any American aid from being used in research related to abortions. In 1984, Biden supported the Mexico City policy, which bans federal funding for private organizations that provide abortion, advocate to decriminalize abortion, or expand abortion services. In 1993, Biden voted to save the Hyde Amendment. In 1995 and 1997, Biden voted for partial birth abortion bans that would be vetoed by Bill Clinton. On June 5th, 2019, Joe Biden continued his 40-plus year support for the Hyde Amendment. In fact, I have right before me a New York Times piece that we talked about just 2 days ago. 2 days ago. The title of it was Biden Still Backs Hyde Amendment, which bans federal funds for abortions. And that piece discussed an exchange that Joe Biden had regarding the Hyde Amendment. He was asked by the ACLU whether he still supported the Hyde Amendment. And he said, no, I no longer support the Hyde Amendment. And then he reversed himself again. So back in 2007, here was Joe Biden talking about public funding for abortion on Meet the Press.
Are you still opposed to public funding for abortion?
I still am opposed to public funding to abortion. And the reason I am is, again, it goes to the question of whether or not you are going to impose a view to support something that is not a guaranteed right, but an affirmative action to promote.
Okay, so that was Joe Biden's perspective. And that remained his perspective from 1976 all the way to 2019. Then about a month ago, he was asked this question by a member of the ACLU on the Hyde Amendment. And here's what he had to say. This is May 4th, 2019 in Columbia, South Carolina.
Will you commit to abolishing the Hyde Amendment, which hurts poor women and
yes.
Women of color?
Yes, and by the way, ACLU member, I got a near-perfect voting record my entire career.
I heard you did, but I'm glad you just said you would commit to abolishing the Hyde Amendment.
Right now, it has to be. It can't stay.
It can't stay. And that's what he said. And then, about 3 weeks later, he was asked about it again. It started to become an issue. And he said, no, I still am in favor of the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment is still a very good thing. And he said, oh, you know what? I screwed this up. What I meant is the Mexico City policy, which he also used to vote in favor of. Now he says he's not in favor of the Mexico City policy, but he's still in favor of the Hyde Amendment. And this brought him under fire from Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, who tweeted, repealing the Hyde Amendment is critical so that low-income women in particular can have access to the reproductive care they need and deserve. Reproductive rights are human rights, period. They should be non-negotiable for all Democrats. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont said, there's no middle ground on women's rights. Abortion is a constitutional right. Under my Medicare for All plan, we will repeal the Hyde Amendment. Senator Elizabeth Warren said, this isn't about politics. This is about what's right. She said, hair a-moving. The Hyde Amendment should not be American law. And CNN's Dana Bash said, well, listen, all of this may be true, CNN's Dana Bash, but Biden's not going to change his mind. She said this yesterday. Yesterday. Okay, here's Dana Bash.
The Democratic Party has moved over the last 4 years and even a little bit before that. But Joe Biden hasn't. I've done some reporting on this today, and I am told explicitly that it is Joe Biden himself who says, this is my conviction, and I'm not changing it. This is how I have felt, and this is how I have voted for my 4 decades in public service, and I'm not changing, despite the fact that the party clearly has changed.
Okay, that was Dana Bash yesterday on CNN. He's clearly not changing. He's not going to change. And then Elizabeth Warren says, let's repeal the Hyde Amendment. And so here she was on MSNBC yesterday saying we need to get rid of the Hyde Amendment. By the way, she has voted in favor of the Hyde Amendment several times because it's attached to virtually every appropriations bill. Here's Elizabeth Warren explaining.
Former Vice President Joe Biden came out and said that he would not support repealing the Hyde Amendment. That is a provision of federal law that bars the federal government from funding abortion services from Medicare, Medicaid, and others. You disagree with that position.
Yes, I do.
Is Joe Biden wrong?
Yes.
And what do you say to someone who says, no, this is the smart political move if you need to win in a general election to support the Hyde Amendment?
This is not about politics. What this is about health care, about reproductive freedom, about economic freedom, and about equal opportunity for all women.
Okay, now this would be the point where Joe Biden stands up and he says, no, you know, the Hyde Amendment is good law. The reason Hyde Amendment is good law is because it ensures that a taxpayer who disagrees with abortion in Georgia does not have to pay for somebody getting an abortion in New York. Right? He could stand up tall if you're going to portray yourself as the moderate in the race, if you're going to portray yourself as the guy who can unite all Americans. This would be a great moment to have a sister soldier moment, as Bill Clinton supposedly had, and you're supposed to stand up and say to your radical left flank guys, hold up a minute, I agree with you about abortion, but I don't agree with you that somebody else is supposed to fund somebody else's abortions, right? This would be the moment when Joe Biden distinguishes himself from the field, when Joe Biden really shows the American people why he's different from the rest of these jokers, why you should trust him, why he should be earning 40% here, why he should be looking at the presidency straight in the face. Right, this would be the moment for Joe Biden. So what does he do? He collapses like a house of cards. We're going to get to that in just 1 second. But first, there's nobody on the planet like you, so why would you buy a generic mattress built for somebody else? Helix Sleep has built a sleep quiz. It takes 2 minutes to complete. They use the answers to match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress. Whether you're a side sleeper or a hot sleeper, whether you like a plush or firm bed with Helix, no more guessing, no more confusion. My wife and I have a Helix Sleep mattress. Now, as you know, I am not a great sleeper, but with Helix Sleep, I am sleeping great every night. And the reason is because that mattress was made for me. And now you can have a mattress made just for you. Go to helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Take their 2-minute sleep quiz. They will match you to a mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. For couples, Helix can even split the mattress down the middle, providing individual support needs and feel preferences for each side. They have a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out right now for 100 nights, risk-free. Right now, Helix is offering up to $125 off all mattress orders. Get up to $125 off at helixsleep.com/Shapiro. That's helixsleep.com/Shapiro for $125 off your mattress order. helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Go check them out right now. My wife and I took that 2-minute sleep quiz. We got the customized mattress. It arrived at our door. We've been sleeping on it ever since. It's great. helixsleep.com/Shapiro. All right, so Joe Biden has the opportunity now to stand up to his radical left base based on 46 years of a consistent position on federal funding of abortion. And this is a position, by the way, that is widely popular with Americans. Most Americans are not in favor of federal funding of abortion. This is particularly true in a lot of the swing states that Joe Biden needs to win. This is true in Pennsylvania, it's true in Wisconsin, it's true in Michigan, it's true in Ohio, it's true in Florida. Even people who tend to be kind of pro-choice, or at least don't want full pro-life bills on the table, even those people say, you know what seems like a pretty good solution here? Pay for your own abortion. Right? I'm not going to pay for your abortion, nobody else has to pay for your abortion. Right? It's pretty solid middle ground. Joe Biden gets a little bit of pressure from the left, and by a little, I mean a few tweets. I mean, Kirsten Gillibrand tweets at him. I mean, Elizabeth Warren says a thing. I mean, Bernie Sanders says a thing. And by the way, Joe Biden can fight back against all of these people except for Bernie Sanders. Instead, he folds. He folds, I mean, this dude folds more often than an origami set. It's incredible. More on that in a second. But first, let's talk about something that's kind of awkward to talk about. Sex. Okay, it's kind of rough to talk about that, even with a spouse or a doctor. Even though 52% of dudes over the age of 40 and 26% under 40 experience erectile dysfunction, studies show that 70% of men who experience ED don't actually get treated for it. That's where our friends at Roman come in. Thankfully, Roman has created an easy way to get checked out by a doctor and get treated for ED online. With Roman, you can get medical care for ED, if appropriate, from the comfort and privacy of your own home. You can handle everything online in a convenient, discreet manner. Getting started is really simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Shapiro. Complete that online visit. If your doctor decides treatment would be appropriate, they can prescribe genuine medication that can be delivered in discreet packaging directly to your door with free 2-day shipping. Guys, go talk to the doctor. No reason to put off a medical problem that can get solved. Just go to GetRoman.com/Shapiro to get that free online visit and free 2-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/Shapiro for a free visit to get started. GetRoman.com/Shapiro. Go check them out right now. GetRoman.com/Shapiro. Talk to a doctor. Get the problem taken care of. Coming up, we'll talk about why exactly Joe Biden, Captain Solidity, old Joe, just caved on the Hyde Amendment. Spoiler alert, he's a coward. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com. Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So political cowardice comes in many forms. Today, it comes in the form of old Joe Biden. His case to be president is that he stands like a rock where he believes that he doesn't change based on the prevailing winds, that pressure from outside groups is not going to shift him or move him, that he is the moderate in the race who understands the heart of Americans. Instead, he gets a little bit of pressure from a crazy old loon like Elizabeth Warren in Massachusetts, and suddenly he moves. It's amazing.
We now see so many Republican governors denying health care to millions of the most poorest, the most vulnerable Americans by refusing even Medicaid expansion. I can't justify leaving millions of women without access to the care they need and the ability to exercise their constitutionally protected right. If I believe health care is a right as I do, I can no longer support an amendment that makes that right dependent on someone.
Wow. So what's his excuse? His excuse is the Republicans, which is hilarious. So his new excuse is, oh, you know what? I'm seeing these pro-life bills being passed in Georgia and Alabama, and that means I have to support federal funding of abortion. What? Why? Why? I mean, that logic doesn't even hold. You know, there are lots of pro-lifers all across the United States, and those pro-lifers have been pro-life for Joe Biden's entire career. And it is also true that there are certain states with more abortion restrictions than others. This has also been true over the course of Joe Biden's career. Don't give me this crap where Joe Biden switched his position because Republicans are doing things. Joe Biden switched his position because he's a coward, because the knees buckled, because Joe Biden stared directly into the face of the hard left, and instead of making the stand that would have allowed Joe Biden to continue to portray himself as a moderate in the face of this radical left group inside his own party, instead he decided that he was going to try to co-opt that left part of the party. It ain't going to work, guys. It's not going to work. If you're on Joe Biden's campaign, and so far your entire campaign has been a series of apologies and hiding, he's like the Bonnie and Clyde of the campaign trail. He pops out to apologize, and then he flees back into his car into the backwoods. And then he pops out again to apologize. If that's your idea of a campaign, that you hide and then apologize and you hide some more and then you apologize, do you really think that Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, these folks are going to let up? You really think Kamala Harris is going to go, is suddenly going to be kind to you? Is that what they think? Because here's the thing. Biden's been doing this consistently. Hey, this is now a pattern. It's not just on the Hyde Amendment. This is the most obvious example where he flipped and then flopped and then flipped. I mean, dude was basically like a dolphin out of water, flipping and a flopping all around. But this is not the first time that Joe Biden has done this in this campaign. Back in January, Joe Biden, trying to shore up his black support, he said in remarks at a Martin Luther King Jr. breakfast that he had made mistakes when it came to criminal justice issues. He says, you know, I've been in this fight a long time. It goes not just to voting rights, it goes to the criminal justice system. I haven't always been right. I know we haven't always gotten things right, but I've always tried. And he's still coming out now and quasi-defending the 1994 crime bill, which, by the way, was a good bill. Crime rates in the United States were skyrocketing. The 1994 crime bill went into effect with mandatory minimums and more policing resources available, and the crime rates began to drop, and they have continued to drop to today. It's one of the great reversals of crime in the history of the United States. Joe Biden is running away from his own record on that. Now, Joe Biden is doing exactly what he's done on the Hyde Amendment, which is he's still maintaining today that the 1994 crime bill was necessary and good, and he's sort of defending it. Within 2 months, he will deny that he had anything to do with it. Within 2 months, he will suggest that the 1994 crime bill may have been a necessary preventative measure at the time, but it was a bad bill and he never should have supported it, and oopsie whoopsie daisy. That's where this is going. How do we know that? Because he'll do this on even the simplest things, even the simplest, stupidest things. He will reverse himself like a damned coward. What kind of simple, stupid things? How about calling Mike Pence a nice guy? I mean, this is ridiculous. Now, I've spoken with a bevy of Republicans who know Joe Biden. The vast majority of them say that Joe Biden is a nice guy. They say that he is a decent guy. They disagree with him on politics. You know, we had Senator Ted Cruz in here on Daily Wire backstage, and Senator Cruz talked about Joe Biden. He said he's a very nice guy. Everybody gets along with Joe Biden, right? Everybody does. So no one on the right side of the aisle really has a problem saying that Joe Biden is a decent guy. Well, Joe Biden called Mike Pence a decent guy. This is something you are no longer allowed to do. If you are a member of the hard left or you kowtow to the hard left, if you call somebody on the right a decent person, you are now to be excoriated. You are to be cast out of the tent. So Joe Biden, earlier last year, he called Mike Pence a decent guy. And he got ripped for it. Here's what it sounded like when he was actually being a decent human by calling Mike Pence, a person with whom he disagrees, a decent fellow.
It was followed on by a guy who's a decent guy, our vice president, who stood before this group of allies and leaders and said, I'm here on behalf of President Trump. And there was dead silence. Dead silence.
So even in the midst of ripping Pence, he says that Pence is a decent guy. Cynthia Nixon, a failed gubernatorial candidate in New York who's a radical, she tweeted out, Joe Biden, you've called America's most anti-LGBT elected leader a decent guy. Please consider how this falls on the ears of our community. And then she tweeted, Joe Biden's wife. And said, come get your husband. And Joe Biden then kowtowed, just like he did with regard to the Hyde Amendment, a little bit of pressure from Cynthia Nixon, and boom, he falls down. Instead of him just saying, listen, Mike Pence is a decent guy. We disagree on politics, which would be the normal, right thing to say. Instead, he caved immediately. He tweeted out, you're right, Cynthia. I was making a point in a foreign policy context that under normal circumstances, a vice president wouldn't be given a silent reaction on the world stage. But there is nothing decent about being anti-LGBTQ rights, and that includes the vice president. So he goes from Mike Pence is a decent guy to Mike Pence is an indecent guy based on a Cynthia Nixon tweet. This is your idol of stability, Democrats. This is the person that you're going to put up as a solid counter to the chaos of President Trump, a guy who switches his positions every 5 seconds, Americans are going to perceive this. This Hyde Amendment thing is not just about the Hyde Amendment. This Hyde Amendment thing is about something much more. Coming up, it's not just Joe Biden. The Democrats are pushing all of their candidates to the left. Why?
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Let's save Chick-fil-A. You see, the Texas legislature is making a strong statement with the controversial new Save Chick-fil-A bill that passed the Senate with a 19-12 vote and was recently approved by the Texas House with an overwhelming 79-62 vote. The bill was spurred on when the San Antonio City Council barred the fast food chain from opening a restaurant in their city, simply for donating to Christian organizations and advocacy groups. Chick-fil-A welcomes and embraces all people, regardless of religion, race, or any other group they're a part of. It is encouraging that the Texas legislature is doing the same.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So there's this moderate lane in the Democratic Party. It was supposed to be Biden, and it was like 40% of the voting base. And now it is disappearing because Joe Biden has decided to steer into the crash. All the other Democrats, of course, are more sincere than he is in their ardent leftism. He says he is the most electable guy. The reason he is supposedly electable is, again, because he is Captain Stability. He's not a kook like Bernie Sanders. He's not wild-eyed like Elizabeth Warren. He's not an unknown like Kamala Harris. And he's certainly not chaotic like that terrible President Trump. He's old, slow Joe. But when he looks doddering, when he looks as though he can be pushed around by anybody on his side of the aisle, how do you think he's going to face up against President Trump in a general-elect matchup? It's pretty impressive to see a man destroy his entire case for qualification on the basis of having to please the radical left. If there's any question who's in control of the Democratic Party, Joe Biden just answered it. Joe Biden and the so-called moderates, they ain't in control of this Democratic Party anymore. All of that is over. The people who are in control of the Democratic Party are indeed radical, and they are only going to get more radical. I'm talking about folks like Cory Booker. So Cory Booker is not in control of the Democratic Party, nor is he going to win the Democratic nomination. But Cory Booker is basically souped up Kirsten Gillibrand. Wherever he thinks the money is, that is where he will go. And so Cory Booker, who used to be perceived, again, as a moderate who could reach across the aisle. Again, I know senators who deal with Cory Booker. They say he's a very friendly guy. They say he's a nice guy. But Cory Booker moves with the wind. There is no I am Spartacus moment for Spartacus over here. There is none. Okay, because Spartacus is about standing up in the face of pressure. Cory Booker has never done that his entire career. Here was Cory Booker pandering on the basis of the Hyde Amendment and suggesting that you're racist if you don't support the Hyde Amendment. It was this kind of rhetoric that drove Joe Biden to disown his own position.
This assault on women's reproductive rights is an assault on women, but it's a particularly assault on African-American women. And the Hyde Amendment to deny people through Medicaid and Medicare abortion rights, that is an assault on African-American women, too.
God, he is so terrible. I mean, just as a candidate, he's so terrible. I mean, he is the Spinal Tap speaker. It's always up to 11, man. You could have just made 10 higher. Nope, you got to go to 11. That's Cory Booker all over. And when I say he goes to 11, I mean, I know this is a side point, but when Cory Booker goes to 11, there's something innately hysterical about somebody who is hysterical. And Cory Booker getting hysterical in the most calculated possible fashion. He's basically like a jukebox of anger. Like you take a quarter and you drop it in and you wait for the quarter to drop and suddenly the volume is up too loud. That's Cory Booker. So here we go. We're going to drop the coin in. Clink.
If we can make this a movement election that activates the consciousness of a country, that brings out everybody from the sidelines of a democracy to getting on the field, joining together in unison, in collective voice, and say, I too dream of America. If we do like that, then we won't just win an election. We will change neighborhoods from coast to coast. Communities like mine will see a nation where justice does roll down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream.
Oh, sorry, the jukebox ran out right there. Sorry, the quarter ran out. We'll have to get another quarter later and then see if we can tune up the Cory Booker anger jukebox again.
We now go live to running Colt 45's Baseball with Brent Weber.
Well, good evening, baseball fans, and we apologize for joining you late. Technical difficulties between my ears, but we've got them all figured out, and it won't be a problem in the future. The Flag is flying on the corner of Grape and Cypress, and that means there's baseball tonight, and we are underway. We'll bring you a recap of what has happened to this point in just a couple of minutes, but right now, good news tonight. Your Colt 45s have been struggling in the early innings of games to keep the opponent off the board. Took a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the first. The visiting Chico Nuts, that's right, the Nuts now have a summer collegiate team. They've got a terrific youth organization down there. And so they now have a collegiate team, and that is what we're seeing tonight. We'll tell you more about these players as we go. Some of them may be familiar to you, but they currently have a runner at first base, a run in here in the second on Eamon Velarde, the right-handed pitcher for your Colt 45s. And at the plate, they now bring their center fielder. Bolf comes to the plate. Ryan Bolf is 5'10", 175-pounder out of Feather River. You'll note that from several people. He and the man on the mound, teammates down at Feather River College. So Ryan Bolf, a little right-handed hitter. Runner is going, and he can stand at second base. Velarde didn't even give him a look. As here in the second, that'll be a stolen base for Bradley Smith, who had singled. So Bolf now has a man in scoring position. Ball and a strike to count. So we pretty much got you brought up to date, and we'll get you more up to date as we go along. Next pitch is inside from the big right-hander, 2-1. So the Colt 45s, Eamon Velarde has really been one of their bright spots offensively. Had to pressed into outfield duty and was hitting over 500 much of this season. This next pitch swung on, missed for strike two. But he's here to be a pitcher. And his last start, he went 8 innings, allowed 7 hits and just 1 earned run, striking out 10. His previous start was in a rainout, and so that was washed away. He will not normally go 8. His college coach, of course, wants him limited to about 80 pitches, which would be the case. Now, the Colt 45 certainly have a full contingent of arms. They've added some more arms, and we'll tell you about that as we go. So just about to the point where the roster is full as players from around the country make their way here to Redding and Tiger Park. 2-ball, 2-strike delivery. Velarde, the big, tall right-hander, rocks and delivers from the stretch, and that one's fouled back out of play. Nice crowd tonight on a Friday night at the ballpark. A clear blue skies, no worries about high temperatures this evening. A little bit of a breeze, which can be a pitcher's friend and a pitcher's enemy. It's blowing out towards right field right now. Bolf is a little batter, about 5'9". Takes that one, bounced up there, 2-balls and 2-strikes. We'll set your Colt 45s for you defensively. At first base is Chris Brew. Over at second, Miguel Marquez. At shortstop, Brendan Roop. Your third baseman, Nick Horsley, tonight. Your outfield, left to right, as the next pitch is taken on the inside corner, just a little inside. First base was open, so down to first with that walk is Ryan Bolf. So they've got two on and one out. Out in center field tonight, Tyler Thompson, who was banged up a little bit last night in their finale against the Humboldt Crabs. They dropped two in a series that really took their pitching staff took a real beating in that series, and they're ready to move on and put that one behind them. Next batter comes to the plate to face the right-hander Velarde. We've got some number changes, so we're gonna try to sneak those into you here in a second. Some slight number changes on their roster. I believe that this is, well, let's just have to see. Yeah, this is Chris Lamas, who's a late addition to the lineup. We'll get that for you. We had a late lineup change that they did not give to us until just moments before the start of the contest. Next pitch misses. It's a ball and 2 strikes now on Lamas. Actually, spoke with the head coach, Reese Borges, who's a longtime high school coach in the Chico area. Both runners have pretty big leads here with one out, not holding the runner at first base. And he said that this young man's name is Llamas. So Chris Llamas at the plate. Thank you. 2-2 pitch, swung on high, bouncer towards second. Marquez has to wait, makes the quick flip to short, and on to first, and the slow-moving Yamas, they get the nice 4-6-3 double play. Yamas didn't have much speed, and that certainly played into the twin killing. You'll take it any way you can get it, and your Colt 45s escape the top of the second with a 2-1 lead as the visitors get one run on one hit. So when we come back, you're going to get caught up on this Colt 45s game on a Friday night out at Tiger Field. You're listening to Reading Colt 45s Baseball. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Colt 45's Baseball. I'm Brent Weber. Thanks for joining us tonight. A little bit of a late start, not for the ball club, but but for yours truly. Glad to be with you, and we'll rectify that problem moving forward as your Colt 45's in the all-whites tonight with, of course, their black numerals and the gold trims taking on the visiting Chico Nuts. First year is a summer collegiate program as part of their longstanding amateur program. And here we are in the bottom half of inning number two, your Colt 45's Nick Schrodel, or rather, excuse me, Kyle Schrodel, the catcher, coming to the plate, the catcher out of UPrep. So we're going to get you caught up on what's happened to this point in a few moments, but just know your Colt 45's up 2-1. Still plenty of time to get out to the ballpark tonight. On the mound, out of Shasta College, Kyle Button, who's Colby Button, excuse me, stocky right-hander. Next pitch off speed to Schrodel. He's quickly in a good spot. Two balls and one strike to count. The visitors wearing gray pants, but the jerseys are red, the caps are blue, and the stockings are blue. So they're going for the All-American look down there in Chico. Next pitch misses high. Three balls and a strike down on Schrodel. Nick Horsley on deck. He's the eight hitter. Next pitch backs him off the plate. Ball four. So Colt 45s are in business. And I may be so Nick Horsley will come to the plate. Nick has really worked hard. No one has worked harder to kind of get his swing going, making the transition from the aluminum bat into the wood bat. It's been rough for him. He's batting just 0.67, but I tell you, the work in the cage, you just have to believe that Horsley's going to really be getting it going here. And he's been moving between catcher and third base. Takes the first pitch for a ball. Nick's a big kid, 6'1", 185, out of Benedictine University in Mesa, Arizona, originally from Laverkan, Utah. Hurricane High School. Ball, no strike, takes an off-speed inside corner. That one's called for a strike, a ball and a strike. Andy Baena on deck. Curveball, that one again, catching the inside corner. And now it's a ball and two strikes on the right-handed hitting Nick Horsley. We'll set you up defensively here with the Chico Nuts in just a moment. Off speed, swung on, missed strike three. So Horsley goes down on strikes. Nick struggling there with the off-speed stuff. That brings up Andy Baena. Baena has started the season hitting leadoff, and now in that ninth spot. A lot of managers, much like Barrett Fasken, doesn't mind having that speed at the bottom. It kind of gives you a double leadoff scenario. Andy's hitting 241 on the season, the six runs batted in, one extra base hit. He had another double. He tried to stretch into a double. Didn't happen. But he's third on the team in runs scored with 10. Squares the bunt, takes it high and inside, a ball and no strikes. At first base for the Nuts, Del Carlo over. At second base, Martinez. Their shortstop, Merchant. Third baseman is Gonzalez. The pitcher, Button, delivers. That one's high, but inside, and must have just caught the upper inside part of the strike zone because it's called for a strike. 1-1 is the count. Your outfield left to right, Stewart in left, both in center, and Buchanan out in right field. Runner going, high throw. The shortstop was late covering. It'll be a stolen base. Ball and a strike to count. Two balls and a strike it is. So Kyle Schroedel, not known for his speed, but Button not really giving him much attention. And really, the catcher, McMullen, had no chance. And again, trying to keep my catcher straight. I believe that might be Lamas. I've got to get the right line up here, don't I? Yamas. That is McMullen. So we'll get the right lineup card here at some point. It is McMullen behind the plate. Three ball, one strike count now to Baena. First base is open. That one's again on the inside corner. It looks like maybe an off speed that he's working, and he's working it high and inside, and he's getting that strike right now. It runs the count to 3-2. Now the payoff pitch, right-hander from the stretch, delivers. That one's fouled back out of play. The sun now dipping behind the grandstand, so you've got some shaded streams of light, one of them hitting right across the pitcher's hand. So it might make it a little difficult to pick up the ball, but once the lights go, the sun goes down, the lights will come on here at historic Tiger Field. Payoff pitch. Runner going to third. Swung on, miss. The throw is high, and he doesn't get him. Baena goes down on strikes, but Horsley, realizing that they're not paying much attention to him out there, and that'll bring up Tyler Thompson with two outs, but a man at third base and a chance to do some damage. Tyler, one of the long-a-tooth players on this team, a little bit older. He went out of high school. He went on his LDS mission, and back in college now, Thompson at the University of Utah. He's batting .235. No homers and three runs batted in. Left-handed batter with a chance now to do some damage. One of a couple of lefties in that lineup for your Colt 45s. First pitch misses, ball, no strikes. Now Thompson awaits the 1-0 pitch, takes that one just a bit outside, 2-0. Man on third base, Colt 45's got two back in the first, and boy, did they need that. The last couple of games, as we mentioned, they'd really struggled out of the gate, and to spot their starting pitcher some runs really helped. They gave up six runs in the first inning last night, and the night before, three runs in the first inning. There's an off-speed again, changing up pitches nicely. Two balls and a strike now, the count on Thompson. Last night, it got to be a little bit chilly out here at the ballpark as the night went on. That may have been the lopsided score may have had something to do with that, but once the Colt 45s got heated up, they made it a game. Bouncing ball hit towards first, fielded there. He'll step on the bag. Yamas makes the out, and that is out number three. So your Colt 45s threaten, but nothing doing. No runs a hit, a man left on base. And we will head to the top of the third. Reading leading Chico 2-1. You're listening to Reading Colt 45s Baseball. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Now the Redding Colt 45's hurler Edmund Velarde is in mostly in shadows now, as the just a little bit of sunshine out in right field, so it might be a little bit of a right field sun area there, as the Colt 45's have a 2-1 lead on the visitors from down in Chico. Just saw our good friend Carl and Linda Bott, our great friends and bosses here at KCNR Radio, and wanted to know if we got it figured out, and we did. She just joined us. It's summer collegiate wood bat baseball. One of the prestigious programs in California is Rick Bassetti's Redding Colt 45s. Barrett Fasking is the man in charge of this club, and you can learn more about all of our players and our coaches. Most of them have bios on the Redding Colt 45s website. I encourage you to fiddle around on there. We've been adding more content, more information. You can also find statistics there, which actually stream live during the game. So when you're on the homepage, just the same way you found the radio station, by clicking on the icon right next to that, you actually can find a live statistics page. So you can keep up with the stats, and whether you're home or away, you can do it on your phone, just like you can listen to the games on the phone. But you can catch up with the box scores and recaps of most of the Colt 45's games are on there as well. So we hope you enjoy all of those items that we're bringing you. Velarde on the hill, quickly working against, again, as we've tried to find their new lineup card. They gave us one lineup and then changed it to another. Kyle McMullen now is batting. Nobody out. Got a two-ball, two-strike count. Takes a big high cut at one. Lets it go. And that is strike three. So good business going there for Eamon Velarde with 10 strikeouts in his last start. So apparently we have some absolutely brand new numbers and everything to go along with this club. This one popped up, and it could be playable. No, just a little bit out of play. So don't, if you can tell how frustrated I am with it, I certainly will tell you that I got the lineup about an hour and a half ago from their manager, and then he changed it. And well, it's nice to get the new one now. At the plate, a little right-handed batter is Cameron Akey, 5'7", 175. He might be 5'6". He really might be, but I'm seeing him take the big cuts now. Akey's the top of their order. He's playing shortstop tonight. So we're going to totally scrap the lineup card that I have going and start a brand new one during the next break, and I'll be able to get you caught up that way. Sound like a fair deal? Colt 45s, of course, 5-4 on the season. They've dropped two straight. The Chico Nuts are 0-2 on their young campaign, much like the Colt 45s, just filling out their roster with college players. Next pitch, outside corner. That's called a ball. A ball and two strikes now. The count on Akey. Next pitch, swung on, hit sharply towards left in the hole for a base hit. So, the Chico Nuts have a base runner. And, because I don't trust the lineup they gave me so long ago, I will check and see who's batting next. And, yes, there it is. It's Martinez batting. Mateo Martinez out of Lassen College, one of their more experienced players. Right-handed hitter again facing Velarde. You can hear in our microphone. The wind blown out just a little bit. First pitch to him is over for a strike. Lights will be coming on soon. A beautiful night. Still plenty of time to get out to the ballpark here at Tiger Field. Same two teams will go at it again tomorrow. Runner going this time. Again, Velarde not paying much attention. It's an easy stolen base for Akey. So that gives Martinez an opportunity here with a man in scoring position and just one out. Awaiting the 0-2 delivery, off speed, high bouncer over the mound. The second baseman, Marquez, will field it, throws to first, but the runner moves to third. Well played. Fielder's choice moves the runner over, and now with two outs, much like the Colt 45s had in the bottom of the second, the Chico Nuts will have a man on third with two down and an opportunity with a hit to get something going. That brings up Stewart. Tyler Stewart out of Butte College. Big right-handed hitter, 6'3", 200. Big left-handed hitter, excuse me. Guess I shouldn't pay attention. I'm going to double-check and make sure that's who it really is. Bouncing ball, hit right side. Slow roller, going to be trouble. Marquez scoops it and shovels it with his glove just in time to get the base runner, who was actually Buchanan. Yes, that was Casey Buchanan, who makes the... 4-3, and it sure was harder than it looked. Well, the good news is no runs for the visitors. They did have one hit and left one man on base. We're going to the bottom of the third. Your Colt 45s holding a 2-1 lead. You're listening to Red and Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Colt 45's Baseball, everybody. I'm Brent Weber. Thanks for joining us. Whew, it's been a wild night and a good start for your Colt 45's. Brendan Roop comes to the plate. I got to tell you, Roop has been raking since he joined this ball club. Strong-looking right-handed hitter. And I got to tell you, I'm pretty sure our stats are not quite updated. So I'm going to try to keep an eye on those for you. But I know last night, Brendan had a grand slam late in that game. They were trailing, and really just it was a miserable night. They'd given up 22 runs. And in the ninth, they started to have some fun and really got it going. And Roop last night finished 2-for-5 with a 4 RBI night, including, as I mentioned, that grand slam, his first home run as a Colt 45. And this young man has really been solid since stepping in. He's played a little short, he's played a little outfield, played a little second. I think he can play just about anywhere, and he also has appeared in relief. He's out of Fort Scott College, and that's in Kansas. I'll tell you more about him as we go. Takes another pitch. It's 2-1 to count on the right-handed batter. Going to run the lineup down for you since we never got a chance to do that. There's an off-speed. He misses high on that one. That's 3-1. Tyler Thompson is your leadoff hitter. He's in center. Roop, the shortstop, hitting second. Jacob Machuca joined the club yesterday. He's out in left field. Chris Brew, the first baseman out of Simpson, is your cleanup hitter. Eric Carlson, DHing tonight, is in the 5-hole. Next pitch misses inside and high. That's 4. So Colt 45 to the base runner as we get moving here tonight. And that brings up Jacob Machuca. Machuca, a big left-handed hitter, literally a big one. 6'2", 225. He plays in college with the man on first base, Fort College. Obviously, Fort College has some offense going. Machuca joined the team yesterday. Now, he played catcher for the most part at Fort Scott, but they're trying to groom him to be an outfielder. So even though he DH'd last night, he is out in left field tonight, and it's a new position to him. He's played some infield as well, and he takes the first pitch. Big, broad-shouldered, left-handed hitter, has put on some displays in batting practice, hitting the warehouse across the street, the tin roof. Busted, I like to say. Little B-52s take their runner going. Off-speed, swung on, missed. Sliding just ahead. The throw was on the third base side, so it enabled Roof to get in there. Otherwise, it might have been a bang-bang play. Another stolen base for your Colt 45s. And Machuca now has a man in scoring position. Last night, he had two hits in his debut. He DH'd and then moved out to right field when they lost the designated hitter at that point. But he was 2-for-5 in his debut. And a run score. Ball and a strike to count now. He checks the runner at second. Now delivers. Bouncing ball hit toward second. Right at the second baseman. He'll get Machuca no problem. But that moves a runner over to third. This time with only one out. So, Chris Brew with a chance of the man in scoring position. Chris has been the Colt 45's big run deliverer. He's hitting 303 coming into this one. Right-handed batter. He's alternating a little with DH in first base with Eric Carlson, who is on deck. Back to that lineup. Carlson on deck. The DH, Miguel Marquez, is hitting sixth. He's the second baseman. Schrodel, Kyle Schrodel, the catcher tonight. Nick Corsley, the third baseman, hitting eighth, and Andy Baena, the right fielder, hitting ninth. This one swung on. It is hit high and deep towards center, but not deep enough to get out of here. It is caught in the sacrifice fly. It looked good coming off the bat, but the wind was blowing out towards right, and I think it just kept it from carrying. So give Brew the sacrifice fly and the RBI, and your Colt 45s have a 3-1 lead here in the bottom of the third. So Brew does his job. And that brings up Eric Carlson. And boy, oh boy, what a season Carlson had for Oklahoma Baptist. A terrific NCAA D2 season. Takes the first cut at one, bounces it towards third. They were playing a deep third, running and throwing, and the out is made by a step. Boy, a good arm showed there at third base by the Chico Nuts. So, Colt 45s do get a run. On no hits, the walk, stolen base, field of choice, and sacrifice fly deliver the third run of the game. Redding up 3-1 on Chico. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Tyler Stewart leading it off, the left fielder for the Chico Nuts. I keep wanting to call them the Heat, but they're a totally different team, different skipper, different uniforms, different name. But as Barrett Faskingham told me, they've been an outstanding amateur organization, youth teams and so on, and it just made sense that they would begin developing a summer collegiate program. First pitch to Stewart is high for a ball. Three 3-1, Colt 45's lead. Next one down on the ground, swung on, golf towards left. It is high, and it is gone. Oh, my. He hit that one off of a tee down around the ankles and showed the stroke that has him in their cleanup spot. So that makes it 3-2 as Stewart touches home here in the top of the fourth. It didn't look like that bad a pitch, but it didn't take long to get out of here. That brings up a right-handed hitter, Bradley Smith, also out of Butte College. Also a big guy, 6'3", 215. Smith's your DH. Singled and scored back in the second. Takes a big cut at one. Now no balls and two strikes to count on the right-handed batter. Wide stance. Waits for this one. Boy, it was just a bit inside, but right where Velarde wanted it. Didn't get the strike there. Lights are on now at Tiger Field. If you haven't been out to the ballpark this summer, many changes, improvements. The new coat of paint is just the tiniest part of it, but an awful lot of beautiful little touches that I think you'll enjoy. Next pitch foul back to the screen, a ball and two strikes. The field condition is excellent. Rick Pacetti and his staff have done a fantastic job. And I'm not just saying that. Every skipper that's brought a club in here, curveball, big slow one, slow roller to the mound. Velarde fields, bare hands, throws, and gets him by a step. Velarde knew he had time and just did get Smith. So 1-3 is out number one. And that brings up the third baseman, Braden DelCarlo, out of Feather River. Again, he and the pitcher should know each other well. They are playing together in college. Right-handed batter takes a big cut, misses it. No balls and a strike. Boy, he was teeing off on that one, and Velarde just stuck it past him. Amon has really pitched well in his three starts, bounces that one up. The first start didn't count because it was a rainout. That one goes back to the screen, a ball and a strike. But coming off really a game where his team needed him to throw a lot of pitches, but it's not what he will normally be asked to do. He threw over 100 pitches, which in summer collegiate ball, you'll normally try to keep these pitchers in a little bit of a lower pitch count just because their college coaches want them to work on things and so on. Next pitch misses away. It's 2-1. Amon told me tonight he doesn't expect to go more than 80 pitches. Right now, he's still looking good. We do not have our normal pitch count available, so we apologize for that. Swung on line, one hop just under the glove of Miguel Marquez at second base. And the runner will be, I believe, they'll wind up giving him a hit. We'll have to see. Nope, it's ruled an error. And Miguel, if they asked him, he'd tell you he should have had it. But it was a line driver to his left. He tried to short hop it and just kind of got caught on the in-between. So E4. And that brings up both center fielder. Takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Both again out of Feather River College, which you know is not that far from Chico. 5'10", 175-pounder. He's a little guy. Takes a pretty compacted stance. Runner going, swung on, missed, throw to second, sweep tag, got him. It was just a little bit to the shortstop side, but Miguel Marquez took it, swept it around, and just did get DelCarlo at second base. So they make up for it. Nicely done. Good throw just on the other side of the bag, but you know if you got a good second baseman or shortstop making the tag, they'll make it up for you. It was well done. So two outs now, ball and a strike. It was a strike called on Rolf. Rares back and really heats one up. This one missing just a bit inside. So Velarde now going from the wind, has a nice leg kick, swung on, hit sharply up the middle, past the pitcher to his right, Marquez Fields. Throws, and he gets him by a couple of steps. Colt 45s give up one on a lightning home run by Tyler Stewart, but no further damage, and heading to the bottom of inning number four, Reading up 3-2. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball. Thanks for joining us. The lights are on, and right-handed pitcher Button completing his warm-up tosses here. Button with a pretty good full beard. That seems to be the thing these days in baseball. It's not quite Boston Red Sox level, but Button's got his full facial hair. Not seen any of that on the Colt 45s. A little more old school, I think you'd have to say. For your Colt 45s this inning, with a 3-2 lead for Eamon Velarde as they bat here in the bottom of the fourth. Miguel Marquez leading things off. Kyle Schrodel in the hole, and Nick Horsley due up third for your Colt 45s. I promised that I was going to bring you up to date, but our internet scoreboard is down, so I'm not able to give you those first couple of innings recap scoring, but hopefully I'll get that in time to put on our post-game story, which we've been posting for you on the internet. And Colt 45s win. You can read all about it on ReadingColt45s.com and, of course, on their Facebook page as well as Instagram. Twitter is currently a work in progress for the Colt 45s as the password has disappeared, and so they're not able to update that. So we're working on that, and we'll keep you posted on that as well here. So that you know you can follow your Colt 45s. You can always look for hashtag Reading Colt 45s. 1-1 pitch fouled back to the screen for Miguel Marquez. We mentioned first meeting between these clubs because it's the first year of operation for the Chico Nuts Summer Collegiate team. They're 0-2. Next pitch swung on. Took a big cut at that 1-2 pitch, strike three. So Marquez goes down on strikes. And that'll bring up the right-hander batter Kyle Schrodel. Schrodel hitting 261, couple of extra base hits, three RBI. He played some in the field as well, but has been primarily a catcher, and he's alternating that now with a couple of other guys. Brett Bello, primarily. First pitch is a ball. The left-hander, Button. Slow kick and delivers fastball. That one's over for a called strike. 1-1. You can hear the, where they're making some smoothies behind us. You might be able to hear that. Again, a nice crowd out at the ballpark. Very comfortable tonight. You know, we'll have our hot nights, but they've got cooling fans, and it just is a nice place to be once that sun goes down. Next pitch misses inside. Two balls and a strike on Schrodel. Out of U-Prep. Kyle, big guy, 6'3", 215. He and his brother both attend Crown College. Oh, he reaches and pops this off-speed up. Might be playable for the catcher, McMullen. He loses the mask and then makes the catch in foul territory for out number two. That'll bring up the right-handed hitting Horsley, who struck out his first time up. You mentioned Nick has been primarily a catcher in college. He attends Benedictine University at Mesa. That's in Arizona. Big guy takes the first pitch, just misses outside, a ball and no strikes. One oh, the lefty slowly rocks and delivers. Boy, big cut. That one fouled sharply back the screen. Gotta get a new baseball. It's not quite like the major leagues where nowadays they pretty much just send out a new baseball. They don't ever use a baseball with any mark on it. Kind of drives me a little crazy. Where do I get all those balls? Just kidding, but still, the old days of looking for that ball with a little scuff on it, if you're a Gaylord Perry or somebody with a big breaking ball, you can't do that anymore. Still is probably somewhat part of the game at the this level and the college level. Fastball, but that one's fouled back, out of play. Two balls and two strikes now. Stocky little left-hander. Looks in for the sign. Horsley takes his time getting in the box. Now he's got it, and he rocks and delivers. That one almost hits him inside now. Three balls and a strike.
Kenneth?
Button looking to get out of this one. It is actually 3-2. Swung on that one, fouled back to the screen. Still 3-2. He's a teammate over at Shasta College with a couple of members of the Colt 45s. Button is, of course, Billy Plummer and Zach Billingsley, Peyton Edwards. That one misses, and it's ball four. So patient job. Daniel Duarte, who started the season with the Colt 45s, also over at Shasta. That brings up Andy Bayena. And he struck out in the second. Right-handed batter. Slender. Holds the bat high above his head. Takes a big cut at a low fastball. Misses it 0-1. Horsley, I would say, not normally known for his speed. However, let us recall that he did steal a couple of bases back in the second. Next pitch shot from the stretch. That one's on the inside corner, and that one is called strike two. O2 delivery forthcoming. And he is, like many of these guys, maybe struggling a little bit with the transition to wood. Strikeouts have been a problem, but when he gets on, he can fly, and he's got a lot of high end. That one, ooh, boy, just did miss away. Pitcher had a good idea. It's missed for a ball. One ball, two strike count. Button is out of Red Bluff. Checks the runner at first. Not going. Oh, he swings at one he wishes he hadn't. First base is not open, so it is strike three, although that was the third out. So you got to get him anyway. All right, so not a pretty way to end that frame. Can't get a base runner again, but nothing doing. Colt 45 still holding a 3-2 lead for Eamon Velarde as we head now to the top half of inning number 5. You're listening to the Red and Colt 45s on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Mako is back with another great deal giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh. Better get Mako.
Riverfront Playhouse answers the question you didn't know you wanted to ask. What if the entire works of Shakespeare was summed up by the Three Stooges? Be prepared to laugh your artsy self silly as Tyler, Isaac, and Keith condense everything the Bard ever wrote into one 97-minute show. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, written by Long, Singer, and Winfield, directed by Jen Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, May 18th through June 15th.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We'll go to the top of the fifth inning. Eamon Velarde still working for your Colt 45s. He'll face the bottom two in the order to start things off. Chris Yamas and Kyle McMullen, the catcher, and then back to the top of the order with Cam Akey. Yamas hit to a 4-6-3 double play. His last time up, it was not a hard-hit double play, but he's a little bit more portly, does not run extremely well. And the right-handed hitter was out by a half step or so. So nicely turned the Colt 45s behind Eamon Velarde. Velarde has given up the two runs, one in the second, one here in the fourth. That one's high. Due to the late start for us getting into this game, I apologize that some of our statistics, Game Live Baseball is down on our website. Unfortunately, it's normally a terrific way that you and I both can follow pitch by pitch, but boy, the internet does that sometimes. Yamas grounds it right side, moving to his left. Martinez way in the hole. He ranges over and gets him for out number one. Boy, nice lateral movement by the little second baseman, Miguel Marquez. So that'll bring up Kyle McMullen wearing blue sleeves under his red jersey with white and blue trim. McMullen, catcher out of Butte College. We're learning more about the club as we go. Went to Dixon High School, or is from Dixon. Freshman swings and hits one sharply towards center. Thompson over to his left makes the catch. Four out number two. Sounded bad coming off the bat, but well played out in center field. And that'll bring up the top of their order, Cam Akey, the shortstop. Akey, little guy, we mentioned to you. Listed at 5'7". Not so sure about that. He singled, stole a base, and was stranded at third back in the third. Takes a cut at the first pitch. Foul territory, right side. Brew giving it a long chase, and it just does fall out of play. No balls on a strike. Quite a bit of room over on the first base side at this ballpark. If you've never been out to Tiger Park, we appreciate you listening in wherever you are. 320 down the left field line, 310 to center, and 405 in dead center. Off speed, big curve. It misses high, 1-1. The third base side grandstand's pretty full tonight. Nice crowd for this Friday night opener between these clubs. This one swung on, again popped right side, again foul territory, and again just out of play. Chris Brew giving it another chance. Here's the 1-2 pitch, missed high, 2-2. So if we're looking at Velarde, we would assume they'll get him through this fifth inning, and that would make it an official game. But nobody's thrown into the bullpen yet. Again, pitch count, he's going to stick around 80. Took something off that one, slow roller to the third base side. Horsley to his right, high throw, but Brew makes it out number three. He had to leave his feet for a second, came down just ahead of the speedy Akey. So they go down in order, 1-2-3 here in the top of the fifth inning. Colt 45's holding on to that 3-2 lead over Chico You're listening to Red and Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. A little bit of a breeze picking up. If you're a left-handed batter, you like that. That's what Tyler Thompson is. Button staying in. Thompson, top of the order for the Colt 45s, due up. A little more on Colby Button, because you may be familiar with the freshman out of Red Bluff. In his one season at Shasta, started 9 games, was 5-2 with a save, and his 63 and a third innings, he had a 1.99 earned run average. So Button's got the stuff, stocky left-hander. And he's facing the left-handed batting Thompson, Tyler. Bounce to the first base side, his first time up, rolls this one up the middle. Martinez to his right over the second base bag, but his throw will not be enough to get Thompson at first base, and the first baseman is down on the stretch over there. That's Llamas, and it looks like he may have pulled a hamstring, or it's not super hot tonight, so you don't think it's a cramp, but when he went on the, when he stretched for it, he immediately began pulling at his hamstring. Thompson showing his speed on the infield hit. A good one for the Colt 45s, who manufactured a run back in the third without benefit of a hit. And, of course, they got their first two runs back in the first. So while they tried to make a determination to quickly have someone warming up to come in at first base, that will give Brendan Roop a chance. For those of you trying to follow at home, if you haven't been able to check it on the website, it's Brendan, B-R-E-N-D-A-N, Roop with a P. And he's on deck due up next. And he has been solid since joining the club, we mentioned. He walked, stole third, and wound up scoring. And that was back in the third inning. On the season, batting a cool 333 for the Colt 45s. But I tell you, as we've mentioned, we'll tell you a little bit more about the terrific offensive season he had in college this year as well. But they now looks like they're about to make their defensive change. Remember, we've got the new player over at first base. If hopefully he's on their roster. And, you know, it appears he's not. That is always nice. Nope. Well, there we go. We at least have a name for him. Not on their original roster that they gave us. So drops in over at first base now. and he'll take Yamas' spot. Good lead by Thompson over at first. Swung on, Roop lines one into left center field, base hit. Thompson will have to hold up at second. It's one hopped out in center field by both. But that is the type of hitting we have seen from Brendan Roop. And now Machuca, who grounded to second in the third, is part of that first inning rally. The Colt 45 comes to the plate. Peyton Edwards not in the lineup tonight. He's was nursing an injury. The lefty checks the runner at second. They're keeping him a little closer this time. Bounces that one, throws it back to the screen. It'll be a wild pitch, more than likely, although the catcher gave it his best shot. That moves him up. So an infield hit, change of first baseman, and now a wild pitch gives you runners at second and third for the left-handed hitting Jacob Machuca. And Colt 45 fans have been wanting to see this big guy unload. Let's see what he gets with a ball and no strikes from the belt. Slow delivery. Now he delivers a fastball. Ooh, he might like that one back. Called for a strike. One ball, two strike count now. On Machuca. Jacob spells his name with a K. J-A-K-O-B. Machuca. 1-1 pitch. Correcting the scoreboard. That one just missed off speed, 2-1. Fort Scott, left-handed hitter. One of three seniors on his high school team to go on and play in college. He's used to winning. Fastball, fouled back out of play, third base side. He was reaching for it, just trying to protect the plate a little bit. That'll now run the count to 2-2. Didn't play much at Fort Scott. They want to groom him to be an outfielder. They really want to get his bat in there. The Greyhounds, it's the Fort Scott Greyhounds, went to the NJCAA. That's the National Junior College Athletic Association D1 Regional District Championship Playoffs. He and Brendan Roop, who's out there at second base, swings and misses at that one. Big strikeout for Button. Machuca fooled on the pitch, and now with one out, you got first base open, Brew and a very dangerous Eric Carlson on deck. Let's see what they elect to do. I'm guessing they'll pitch to Brew, but Brew, of course, very comfortable on this playing field. He plays collegiately at Simpson University currently. It's his second stop in his college career, and he was part of a big Red Hawks offensive team this season. Fastball inside, misses low, a ball and no strike. Chris drove in the most recent Colt 45's run on a sacrifice fly out to center field back in the third. Wind still blowing out towards right a little bit. Off speed away, that one misses. And the count 2-0 on Chris Brew. Hitter's pitch here. Let's see what he gets. Fastball. Oh, he missed it. Swung on and missed 2-1. Chris really took a cut at it. So now 2-1 count on Brew, right-handed batter. Slightly open stance. Button looks in for the sign. Nobody throwing in the either bullpen at this point. So working from the stretch. 2-1 fastball. Again a big cut by Brew. Again fouls this one back to the screen, 2-2. Just one out here. Colt 45's threatening. As we mentioned, something something they had not done the last couple of games. They were playing catch-up baseball, and you know, it makes life a little bit more tough, puts more pressure on everybody. Tonight they took the 2-0 lead in the bottom of the first, and they have not relinquished it to this point. Off-speed swung on, grounds towards short, slow roller. Akey Fields throws, and they just do get Brew, but the run does score. Colt 45's had another, and it's 4-2. So you can give them an RBI. They really had no choice. It was just a slow roller towards short, and Akey pulled the first baseman who just came into the game off the bag. But he was able to get the out. So that's... scored Tyler Thompson, and Brendan Roop was able to move over to third base. So you have a man at third, two outs, and here's a guy who's really a tough cookie, Eric Carlson. A returnee with your Colt 45s takes the first pitch inside, corner called for a strike. He was hit with two pitches, and I believe it was, I'm sure if it was yesterday's game, but back two pitches in the rib cage, the right-handed hitter side, so on his left side. Fastball, that one outside corner. Ball and a strike now. And he's been trying to get into his offensive groove since coming off that terrific season at Oklahoma Baptist. One ball, one strike count. But he had to come out of yesterday's action, and, I mean, he was hurt. He couldn't play yesterday. It was the game before that he was hit. Takes that pitch for a ball, 2-1. And you can see he's still a little bit stiff, but it was much, much better in batting practice. So he's just batting tonight. Brew is back at first. But when they can get this guy going, it's going to mean a lot to this offense. He takes a big cut at it, fouls it off right side out of play, 2-2 now the count. You got a man out there. The Colt 45s have had somebody on base every inning. And that also is a good sign. It's kind of like a deep breath. Just getting in their groove offensively as a team. And as strange as it sounds, it was almost like last night's double-digit ninth inning where they just piled on a bunch of runs in the ninth in a game that was so far gone that they couldn't imagine scoring what was needed to come back, and they didn't. They trailed by 20 going into that frame, and I only relive that because they scored 9 in the ninth, and it, you know, sometimes that can carry over, give them some positives coming in to this game. Carlson awaits the 3-2 pitch now, swings and fouls that one back into the parking lot, so you'll probably hear the crash sound effect, which is pretty popular here. I want to thank our engineer back at the station, Jared, for once and always. I almost said for once doing a good job, Jared. That gets you back for calling me Brent Weaver earlier, who is a friend to many here. I'm ready. Swung on, lined into left, just past the diving third baseman, base hit. So there you go. You get the bat going of Eric Carlson, and good things are going to happen. Just the second run batted in, but it came here with two outs, and I think we got a little cowbell going. Roop scores, two on the board in the fifth, and let's see if that gets any action, and indeed it does. We've got a right-hander up and throwing out in the bullpen as Miguel Marquez comes to the plate. Miggy struck out in the fourth. And with the man on first, Roop normally would be a threat to go. Not Roop, excuse me, Carlson. And he hit him with a pitch. Marquez, it was inside. He swung around. He's been getting hit. Pitcher's not afraid to throw inside, undoubtedly. But let's see how many times that's Miggy getting hit with a pitch. Marquez came into the game hitting 206. Well, that's the third time he's been hit with a pitch. But they have two guys that have been hit twice, six times, excuse me, Thompson and Baena. A lot of HBPs, 27 of them now in the season. And that brings up Kyle Schrodel. Two on, two outs. Right-handed batter awaits. Off speed. Boy, he was way out in front of that one. Swung on, missed. Kyle behind the plate tonight. Last night, his brother pitched, and the first time this season that he was not catching his brother, Nick. They play college together, and last night it was a fellow who was doing the catching. Takes another big cut at one and misses this one 0-2. It's quickly in the hole. And you know, you got to wonder, maybe these guys might have faced each other back in high school. Button out of Red Bluff. Schroedel out of UPrep. 0-2 delivery forthcoming from the lefty. He looks to second, then really winds up on a fastball and blows it right by him. Strike three. But your Colt 45s still get a couple of runs on three hits and extend their lead for Eamon Velarde, and the Colt 45s up 5-2 as we now head to the top of the sixth here at Tiger Field. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Mark, you know what I've been craving lately? Chinese food.
Abby, I have the perfect solution. Sailing Boat Restaurant has partnered with Haven Humane Society for Second Tuesday Dining.
That's great. So I can get my Chinese food fixed and help out animals in need at the same time? Sailing Boat Restaurant always satisfies my cravings with their amazing food.
Please join us Tuesday, June 11th at Sailing Boat Restaurant from 5 to 9 p.m. They have graciously agreed to donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane to help care for the animals and work towards placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Laughter time, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, Black Bear feels like home.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Tiger Park. The Colt 45's are ready to go. Oh, well, now they are. Kyle Schroedel was batting, so he had to get his gear on. Now he's just about ready. I believe Eamon Velarde is just waiting to make his last warm-up toss, and we will be back at it here tonight. Same two teams will go at it again tomorrow night here at Tiger Field. And then the Ringtails will be here Sunday night. Next week is a little bit of an off week, so to speak. We've got 3 days off, but that won't happen again until July. We'll bring you all the games here from Tiger Field on KCNR. Leading it off here in the top half of inning number six is Javier Martinez, the second baseman. Little guy takes the first pitch, goes back to the screen, a ball and no strikes. So we've got some action out in the Colt 45's bullpen. This one hit one hopper towards third, Horsley Fields. Good throw, got him by several steps for out number one. That was a no-doubter. Checking the bullpen for the Colt 45, seeing who we've got warming up out there. I believe it's going to be, we might get our first look at a newcomer just joining the club. Yeah, 29. And that means nothing to you because you're home listening to it on the radio. But that is Peter Kronowski out of Seattle University. And I'm not sure if Peter's just getting some throwing in. I know they were talking about throwing him tomorrow night, but maybe they're going to try to get him a couple of innings tonight. Velarde now facing the left-handed hitter, Buchanan. Casey Buchanan, another player out of Butte College, takes the first pitch for a strike. 0-1 delivery, another fastball, boy. Still got some good velocity going here. Is that a baseball name or what? Casey Buchanan. If you name your kid Casey, odds are you're thinking he's going to be a hitter. Velarde facing a lot of guys that are familiar with him from college. Oh, he really tried. He tried something there. Not sure what that pitch was, but he bounced it up. 1-2. He had an excellent season for Feather River, primarily as a closer, 2.22 ERA. He's from Wairika. Big guy, 6'5", 210. But always has a smile on his face. really great teammate for your Colt 45s. That pitch just on the outside corner. Boy, Schrodel held it there for just a click or two. Didn't get any help from the umpire on that one. 2-2. Base is empty, one down. Takes up and off that just around the outside corner. He goes full. On deck is Tyler Stewart. I'd like to see him with the bases empty after his line drive home run last time, a couple of innings ago. Rocking and firing. Swung on, hit off the fist towards short. Fielded there on the fly by Roop for out number two. Just a little pop-up, barely even a pop-up. That'll bring up Stewart. The base is empty. Right-handed batter crushed one to left field. It wasn't a big Titanic shot, but it got out of here in a hurry. Wide stance. Stewart gets a big curveball, takes it for a ball. Velarde likely working his last inning with his pitch count. Took something off that curveball for a strike, 1-1. So he's showing some change of speeds tonight. This one swung on, popped right side. So he's really been keeping, I think, the nuts hitters off stride quite a bit tonight. Again, we had some technical difficulties at the start. Some of my stats might be a little incomplete. This one swung on, fouled first base side, but it might stay in play. Brew, over his shoulder, is able to make the catch for out number three. So for the second straight inning, Velarde gets him in order. 1-2-3. He's put down seven straight Chico batters. Colt 45's up 5-2. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Life is about what you put into it. It's also about what you leave out. That's why we serve ham with no antibiotics, ever. Wholesome by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Go big or go home. What kind of choice is that? Go big and stay home with Jersey Mike's, delivered by Uber Eats. Having it all by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back. We've got a new pitcher on the hill for Chico. Right-hander takes over for Button, who did a nice job. A.J. Huggins, lanky 6'3 right-hander, plays for Butte College. Kind of sensing a little bit of a trend here. Most of their players from Butte, Feather River College. Colt 45s have talent from across the country. Of course, much of it does also have the local connection. Nick Horsley, out of Utah, though, he's one of those from across the country, steps in. Excuse me, swing. It's called a strike anyway. 0-1 the count. So we get our first look now at Huggins, A.J. Huggins. I think Button did a pretty good job. Gave up all five runs. I think they're going to be earned. But finished strong. Finished a little tough, I think. Got a strikeout of Schrodel in his last batter. One ball, one strike pitch. This one misses away. 2-1. Lanky right-hander wearing a red cleat, long hair. Has a black glove. You see a white undershirt and red sleeves. Big windup. That was a good-looking fastball, but just a little bit inside. 2-1. A.J. Huggins. 3-1 pitch. This one fouled back out of play. Count runs full. They do have some players that are listed as, for example, Butte College, but they're more likely coming into Butte College. Huggins not on the roster, so he'll be attending Butte in the fall. And that one's ball four, so second time tonight. Horsley has made his way to first on a walk. You'll take it. You will take it when you get it, that's for sure. He can show off that speed on the base paths. Andy Baena will come to the plate. Andy has struggled with the strikeout. There's no two ways to put that. Not the category you want to lead your club in, but he currently does. He's got 18 of them and 31 at-bats. But this is not going to be a strikeout as he has plunked another hit batter. Boy, the Colt 45s are going to have some kind of club record hit by pitch this year. So both the batters that Huggins has faced, he has put on first base himself. Colt 45's third base coach, Justin Biz, we just call him. So Justin talking things over with his leadoff hitter, Tyler Thompson, who can do some more damage and widen this lead a little bit. The coach over at first base is Brett Miller. So left-handed batting, Thompson comes in, singled, eventually scored back in the fifth. Shows bunt here, and it pops it up third base side. Is it going to stay fair? No, it hits the ground, and it is a foul ball. He knows he wants to get that down. He was definitely looking for the sacrifice. And Biz over at third, we mentioned he and I were joking before the game that as a third base coach, he hasn't really given many signs lately because they've been either winning by a big margin or losing by a big margin the last couple of nights, which is not the norm, of course. But so he was able to actually give a sign there. Let's see if the sign is still on or if Thompson will be able to hit away as the pitcher Huggins has struggled with his first two hitters. He's got an 0-1 count here. They show bunt again and misses a ball and a strike. Huggins animated out there on the hill. As we mentioned, I'm guessing, I can't say for sure, that Eamon Velarde is probably done for the night as he has pitched six strong innings and put his last seven men down in order, but he's probably nearing his pitch count. Fastball missed high, 2-1. You can tell that a lot of people in the crowd and starting to fill up all the way around tonight. So it's a beautiful night for baseball. This one's moving a little quicker. We had 3-hour-plus games last couple. Again, he pops up the bunt. This one does land. The catcher goes to third as Thompson had Horsley held up thinking it was going to be caught in the air. So he is forced out there. So it was actually a wise play if it was intentional to let the ball fall. It was not called an infield fly, which usually you won't get that on a bunt. And so once it hit the ground, Horsley was kind of caught in no man's land, so they got the force out at third, 2-5. That's catcher to the third baseman. And that moves Baena up, and Thompson is at to second, rather, and Thompson is at first on the fielder's choice. But Roop, who has been red hot with the bat, walked and scored back in the third, singled and scored in the fifth. Right-handed batter takes the first one for a ball, and the next delivery swings and hits it high. It's going to be out of play, though, foul, third base side. He gave it a pretty good charge, but it was about 25 feet foul. Wanted to get excited about that one for a second. And I got to tell you, if you have Facebook, which I'm guessing many of you do, we actually were very lucky last night in that ninth inning of the game. If you go back to the Colt 45's page and you scroll down to last night's post-game or the last delivery, rather last post about the game, I actually was rolling my camera while Roop hit the grand slam, just thinking maybe he'll get a bomb. Swings at one, runner going to third. The throw is kicked away, and so the double steal works. Now, Roop took a big cut at it, and I don't think that was a hit and run. That was obviously a run and hit, and he chose to take a cut. So now he's got a 1-2 count, but the good news is he's got them both in scoring position. So a hit, theoretically, scores two, especially with speed out there. And they're playing deep, Aiki deep in left field. Swings and bounces one to third. Kicked around by Del Carlo. Does he still have time to throw? Just does get Roop. Boy, it was hit so sharply that Del Carlo kicked it around. The run does score. I don't know why I thought there were two outs. Lost my mind a little bit there, I guess. So now we have two outs. You can give Roop the RBI on the fielder's choice. 5-3. Scores Baena. Leaves Thompson now at third. And Jacob Machuca at the plate. Well, Jacob would like to have his last at-bat back. He struck out. There was nobody out. He came up with men in scoring position, and he went down on a strikeout. So let's see if he can do something different here with a man at third and two outs. Takes one low, bounced up there. A ball and no strikes. A.J. Huggins, the second. Chico Nuts, pitcher tonight. Working from the stretch. Fastball. Oh, big cut swung on foul back out of play. Machuca knows it. He knows he had one there. Just did get under it. And fouled it back. He's strong. We're looking for him to take one at some point. Huggins is out of Loomis, Del Oro High School. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Looked like he might have a knuckle curve or some kind of changeup where you can see the grip, and he bounced that one up there. 2-1. Huggins, again with the runner at third, two outs. 2-1 pitch to Machuca. Coming now, just does miss outside, 3-1. For Beauty, pitching 11 games, a 4.5 ERA, 0-1 on the season. Like many young pitchers, they're not getting the big stats as freshmen at the junior college level. Usually get the chance next season, so he's getting some work here. Here he misses outside to Machuca, ball four, and that'll bring up Chris Brew, Christopher Brew, with a chance to do some damage. He leads the club. He leads the club in runs batted in this season. He drove in one in the third and got another RBI in the fifth on a fielder's choice that brought in the runner from third on a slow roller, actually. So he did give that fly, sack fly back in the third a pretty good drive from the stretch. Checks the runner at first. They are holding him over there. Machuca's speed not to tops on the team, but he runs well. Ball, no strike. The count misses with the first. Now the right-handed batting Brew. 0-8. The quick delivery. That one's inside. 2-0. Chris had a tough night last night. 0-4. But two nights ago, 2-5. Two runs batted in. Takes this one over for a strike. 2-1. Huggins, it's 6-2. Runner going, swung on, line sharply towards left. It's going to fall in front of Akey. The run will score. The runner will hold at second base. But the Colt 45's now up 7-2. So Baena and Thompson now have scored this inning. And he hit that one sharply. Just fell in front of the left fielder, so it didn't give Machuca much of a chance to go anywhere, but still, three RBI his last three times up. So Brew doing what Brew does. You do what you do, Brew. Eric Carlson drove in a run in the fifth, the second RBI, and just we're kind of just waiting on him to unload because he had a monster year for OBU. He wasn't the only one. I mean, that was a team that really had one of the best D2 offensive clubs in the country at Oklahoma Baptist. You can tell the kids you're having fun. Homer must be out. No ball, one strike count. Takes this one. Inside corner called for a strike. Carlson waiting patiently. Huggins has gone between moving quickly and moving slowly, working slowly here. Again, that looked like the knuckle curve. Missed inside. Runners were going on the pitch, so he's got runners in scoring position now. No throw made. Double steal. Colt 45 is trying to make some things happen tonight. And no, I like it. I'm sure the fans do, too. You do it when you can, obviously. With a 7-2 lead. I mentioned Carlson's year at OBU. They won the Great American Conference this year. He started 54 games at 323 with 14 homers and 63 RBI. None of those even led his team. He had a 622 slugging percentage. Now, their head coach, Bobby Cox, is retiring after a lengthy career. Not the same Bobby Cox, of course, that managed in the major leagues. Off-speed bounce third base side. But he announced that he's retiring. This was their second year of NCAA ball, D2. And they had not have not had a losing season dating back to 85. That's 1985. So his son is now taking over. So he'll have Eric Carlson, of course, back next year. It would be nice if we had him back here, too, in Reading. But he might be ready to move on by then. We'll see. He's a multi-tool guy, a very smart player. 1-2 pitch. Swings and hits. It might be a broken bat off the fist towards left field to the shortstop. Goes back and makes the catch in shallow left field. Just hit him on the fence. Not sure the bat survived. We'll have to wait and see. But the Colt 45s do get a couple of more runs. That's good news for Reading fans. Colts up 7-2 as we go to the top of inning number 7. They're beating Chico. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick Live. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. An unbelievable night filled with all the hits. Cheap Trick. 40 years and the legacy continues. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or by calling 530-229-0022.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back. Colt 45's on top of the Chico Nuts, 7-2, so good news tonight so far from the ballpark. We're getting our first look at Peter Kronowski, big left-hander, 6'2", 200 out of Seattle University. He's originally from Littleton College, went to Heritage High School, and he's actually going to be a freshman. So we're getting a look at a solid young signee for Seattle who's yet to really get his feet wet at the college level. So this is a great opportunity for this youngster. And for your Colt 45s, you know, they're looking forward to seeing what the kid's got. No, he drove down with his father. And he's a good-looking young left-hander. Wasn't sure we would see him tonight, but we knew we'd see him this weekend for sure. The lefty comes in. He'll face the right-hand batting Brady Smith, who's 1-for-2, singled in the second. Bounced one right side in the fourth. He's their DH tonight. A little more on Kronoski. He was one of their blue chip signees, as we said. And this one bounced one hop towards second. Marquez waits it, throws it, gets it. Out number one. That brings up Brady DiCarlo, the third baseman. DiCarlo. Doubled in a run in the second, reached on an error in the fourth and was thrown out. Trying to steal back in the fourth. Takes the first pitch. Called strike, 0-1. So far, you're getting what you like as a coach out of this young lefty. Good look at fastball. Boy, bears back, and that one's fouled back out of play. I may not be accurate on my stats, but I'm pretty sure you're looking at three pitches, three strikes, or maybe four pitches, three strikes. We don't have access to the pitch count tonight. That one misses. But, boy, that has been a bugaboo for some of the young pitchers for the Colt 45s this summer, is not getting out in front of hitters. But right away, Kronoski doing just that. Fastball high, just a bit up in the strike zone, 2-2. But again, we will learn more about this youngster as he goes. He's an incoming freshman at Seattle University. That's a slider. Just paints the outside. Blue not helping him there. We always happen to have a very vocal set of home fans here. Full count now. The pitch swung on, popped right side. Will it stay in play? Right fielder gives it a look, Baena, but it'll fall out of play over in the bullpen. They've got some action out there. Maybe too far for even my dad's eagle-eye binoculars, which I'm using here to help us find out who's out there. It's pretty dark out in the bullpen. But they do have someone going. Swung on line, right field, down the line, just falls foul. Boy, I lost my score sheet there. Really had the fade on there on that line drive, like he was trying to hook it around a tree on the golf course. So we still got this payoff pitch coming. Kronoski's fastball, just a little bit low, ball four. The Boo Birds are out, but it's not for Kronoski. They didn't like the umpire's calls in the earlier in the count. That brings up Rolf. I'm Rolf. 0-for-1, walk. Back in the second. Bounce to second in the fourth. So we've got DiCarlo at first. On the walk. And a 7-2 lead for the Colt 45s with Port Kronoski to work with. Lefty checks the runner at first. Haven't seen his move yet. Fastball, high chopper, left side. Charging, Root, throws, got it. So the runner will move up to second base. It was the only play he had. It was a high bouncer. So now with two outs, the Nuts have a run in scoring position. And this mystery batter who looks like Kyle Schwarber, who we didn't have on our roster, let's see if we can find him this time. Addison, I believe, is his name. And we just don't have his first name. So he just must be Cool Kid Addison. Number not on the roster, name not on the roster, but the last name, Addison, first name, L. So if you know him, tell the coach to add him to the roster before tomorrow's game. We'll find out. Fastball, foul back my way. I'm protected by the screen. And the kid, Kronoski, quickly out in front. Moving right along tonight. Again, after two long nights at the ballpark the last couple of nights. And, you know, this weekend might even bring that extra short sleeve. Bouncing ball right side past the pitcher, Marquez. One hands, he won't have a chance. Tough luck infield hit. That's the only way you can score that one. But it was a tough luck for Kronowski. He did everything he could to try to get to that ball. He just knew it. It was a plate bouncer, a weird roll. Marquez was charging, but no chance. So it gives up his first hit. And it wasn't exactly a screamer. Got two outs now. Men on the corner for Kyle McMullen. They are holding the runner at first. Fastball. That looked good. Inside part of the plate called for a strike. He's got a really nice delivery. Certainly showing more poise out there than a typical, I'm guessing, 18-year-old. Just joined the ball club. I believe they just got in last night. Suited up tonight. Obviously has a couple of different fastballs. We'll get the feel for what he's throwing to four-seamer. Looks like he may have a slider. We'll see. One and one to count. Checks that runner at first. He's leaning back. I don't think he's going anywhere. Off speed on that one. A little bit of a wiggle on it. Foul back out of play. One and two. A lot of families out tonight. Great night at the ballpark. I think I see photographer Tony Horde over there getting some extra relish on his dog. Good friend of the ball club. You see a lot of his photos on our website. That's the slider. Call strike three. Got him. Took a little something off that one and gets his first strikeout as a Colt 45. So the Nuts threat, but nothing doing in the seventh. It's time for our seventh inning stretch. They'll also have the a little bit more. We'll send it to a break with the Colt 45s up 7-2. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sing. Be sure to go in and see them in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. I need you to help us identify and report potential victims of elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation. I urge you to join us on Saturday, June 15th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. on the Sundial Bridge as we light up the bridge purple in support of elder abuse awareness and prevention. This free event will have fun activities for the whole family and valuable information. No abuse, report abuse by calling Adult Protective Services at 225-5798.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, welcome back. 7-2, Colt 45's on top of the Chico Nuts. We're in the bottom of the seventh. And it's Miguel Marquez, Kyle Schrodel, and Nick Horsley due up. We'll try to get you caught up on some major league scores out there. Mariners beating the Angels right now 5-1, bottom six. Other games in action. Padres and Nationals in San Diego tied at 3. Tatis had a home run in that one. And the Giants and the Dodgers, the dreaded series between those two heated arch rivals. Whichever side of that one you're on, it's currently Dyson getting the better of the Dodgers. Giants up 2-0, end of the seventh. And Kershaw actually still in the game for the Dodgers. We'll get you a final on that later. Cubs beat the Cardinals earlier today, 3-1. Phillies topped the Reds 4-2. Diamondbacks down the Blue Jays 8-2. Braves over the Marlins 7-1. 1-1 pitch now coming. We'll get you up to date on the pitcher here. This one lined up the middle, bounce chopper, excuse me, fielded by the second baseman, but he can't get to Speedy Marquez for the infield hit. So we got a leadoff hit here in the bottom of inning number 7. Finishing up with the scores, Twins beat the Tigers 6-3. Cruz had a homer in that one. Rockies over the Mets 5-1. A little fracas after a hit batter in that contest. Indians beat the Yankees 5-2. Santana, a two-run homer. And the rookie Plesac looked pretty good. Astros beat the Orioles 4-3-11. Your Oakland A's, if you're an Oakland fan, beat the Rangers 5-3. And Brewers 10-4 over the Pirates. One other final. Royals beat the White Sox 6-4. That brings up Kyle Schroeder. The runner at first has good speed. Marquez led his team in stolen bases in college this year. But with a 7-2 lead, it would not be a situation where you would expect they'd be doing any more of that. But just to let you know, he does have the speed. Miggy, with 7 stolen bases, tops on the Colt 45s this summer. We'll get you the details on the new pitcher here in a second. Next pitch inside, but that one's called a strike. It's actually a 2-1 count now on Trotel. The right-hander checks the runner at first. That pitch called a ball, 3-1.
We're going to have a pitcher here.
The new pitcher is Frankie Cleary with Butte College. A.J. Huggins pitched one inning. Didn't have much luck. Gave up a couple of runs. Right-hander Cleary. Bouncing ball hit towards short by Schrodel. Slow. Scoop to second for one. Schrodel, though, will beat it out at first. It was just kind of a worm burner out there, so they couldn't turn two. So it'll be a fielder's choice. And with Schrodel at first, on that fielder's choice, Nick Horsley comes to the plate. Struck out in the second, walked his next couple of at-bats. But he needs a hit, and he knows it. And he'd love to get one here. Again, I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, no one is working harder on their swing than this guy. Big sweeping curve, called over for a strike. Not what he was looking for. You expect Horsley could develop into a power hitter as well, just based on his size and his swing. That's another off-speed, this one missing inside. A little bit of a breeze, but it's picking up and again blowing out towards right. Nothing good for the left-handed hitters. They play a pretty deep left field on the Colt 45s, most of their hitters. Swung on, bouncing ball, hit third base side. Del Carlo Fields goes to first, and the throw pulls the first baseman off the bag, and he does not make the tag. So that's going to be an error, I'm sure, on the third baseman. Moves a runner to second, so you've got Schrodel at second. Horsley at first, and Andy Baena coming to the plate. Catcher out talking to his third pitcher, Cleary. Andy, and I'm part of it, so I'm saying it with all appreciation. Andy is such a good kid because every one of us who've been a public address announcer, who worked the games on the radio, we have all, at one point or another, butchered his name. His last name is spelled B-E-Y-E-N-E. Bounces, shows bunt, but it goes foul. I think he was more bunting for a hit there. He has very good speed. Again, his name is spelled B-E-Y-E-N-E, and it's pronounced Bayena. Andy Bayena. Simple enough, right? But I tell you, we've all gotten it wrong. And I'm on that list, too, and he is just a great kid. He laughs about it. He's used to it. Hit by pitch, scored a run in the sixth, looking to get a base hit. He's had a hit in all but one game since early in the season. He's had a nice stretch, I think, of hits in six out of seven games. He could keep that going here. Pitcher going from the stretch, didn't like what shenanigans Schrodel was up to out at second, so he stepped off the rubber. Now he'll look back in for the sign. You can hear on our crowd, on our mic, the wind blown out just a little bit. That one misses low. Ball and a strike. Same two teams will go at it again tomorrow night. First pitch is at 7:15. And tomorrow night is a big one as this off-speed misses inside, 2-1. Tomorrow night's a big one out here at the ballpark. We bat the Blue Knight. Fun and surprises as the Colt 45s will honor law enforcement from throughout our communities, and it is a wonderful night at the ballpark. There'll be some fun before the game. We'll get some demonstrations. This fastball misses inside. 3-1. Great night to be out of the ballpark. And here's the good news. You may even want to bring a sweater because, like tonight and the last night, it is not as warm as it will be next week here in Reading. You know how the weather goes. So actually, fun night to come out to the ballpark. Maybe have an extra hot dog. Swung on. Slow roller hit left side. Charging Del Carlo. One-hand throw, but it's late. That's an infield hit. They play a very deep third base. Del Carlo is just daring someone to bunt one over there, and he had no chance to get to Speedy Bayana. So the bases are now loaded, just one out, and we go to the top of the order. So that one's an infield hit. So Tyler's been, he's been busy tonight. Scored three runs. Curveball misses away. Ball, no strikes. We've talked a little bit about Tyler. And one thing that's fun about Tyler, great teammate, speaks fluent Spanish. So the a couple of the players that speak Spanish, they're able to speak some Spanish together, which I think is good for everybody. My Spanish sure isn't very good. Of course, everybody's bilingual. But speaks Spanish on the club. But it's a way, another way that Tyler can connect with his, with some of his teammates. One ball, one strike pitch. That one misses away. 2-1. So Cleary struggling a little bit. Got a 2-1 count. Base is loaded. Going from the wine. Fastball. That one misses away. 3-1. No room for him. Of course, Butte College out of the Roadrunners play in the Golden Valley Conference. That one misses the outside corner. Ball four. So, an RBI the easy way for Tyler Thompson. He'll take it. And that brings up Brendan Roop. The last time Roop came up with the bases loaded, I mentioned it earlier, it was last night. And man, oh man, did he make up for some lost time with that one. Trouble for Cleary. Still working from the wine. Boy, he just dared Roop, and Roop took a big... He was thinking Cypress Avenue on that cut, I have to be honest. And sometimes you do that. It's now 8-2, Colt 45s. Wines, kicks and delivers, fastball hit sharply third base side. Del Carlo eats him up, but he makes the play, throws the first and gets Roop for out number two, but the run will score. So another one comes across for the Colt 45s, and it's now 9-2. So Baena's now at third, Thompson's at first, and two down. They'll give Roop another ribbing, even though it was a 5-3. That was the only play he was going to have, it appeared. It did not appear he was going to be able to make a play at home. That one catches the outside corner on Machuca. Drew walked back in the sixth. 0-1 pitch to the left-handed batter, and that one's high and away. That is where Cleary is missing. High and away. Frankie Cleary. He's out of paradise. Just finished his freshman year. Winds and delivers. This one, plate bouncer. The pitcher's waiting. He'll field it. Throw it on to first, and does just get Jacob Machuca. So it's 1-3 if you're keeping score, but yes, indeedy, Colt 45s add two more. It's 9-2, Colt 45s on top of the nuts. You're listening to Reading Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Brent Weber back with you. It's 9-2, Colt 45's top of the eighth. Getting an extended look here at our newest pitcher, the young Seattle University hurler, Peter Kronowski. Been a good night for the Colt 45s from the get-go, and they needed that. Eamon Velarde gave him a solid, solid start. Went six innings. And, oh, I forgot, I'm hearing an update on the basketball. So I'll try to get you that. Warriors lost tonight, apparently, 105-92. Well, they need KD to come back. I knew KD well, covering him early in my career and early in his career. He's a difference maker at every level. If you're a basketball fan of the Warriors, you realize they could sure use him. All right. The umpire is giving the stink eye to the public address announcer for talking while they're trying to hit. So now they'll get to it. Cameron Akey comes to the plate, top of the order, little right-handed hitter facing. Oh, did I tell you? Yeah, we got the lefty in there, right? We've talked a little bit about Kronowski, and we've really been impressed with him so far. Got his first strikeout to end the last inning. There's another fastball, again called for a strike. Getting right out there and throwing it over. Every pitching coach, every manager sure does love that. Most of the crowd is staying close. Swung on, bounced towards short. Going to his left, Roop, and it eats him up and bounces into center field. Kronowski waved at it, thought he had a shot at it, and then once it got out to roof, it took like a scoot bounce, if you know what that means. Instead of bouncing up, it bounced down, and Roop tried to slide and get it, couldn't come up with it. So it's ruled a base hit, but again, not exactly a screamer. And now runner at first has good speed, and they're down 9-2, so I don't think the Colt 45s are going to pay a ton of attention, but you'd like to... You know, they are holding him on over there, obviously. Javier Martinez comes to the plate, bounced to third in the sixth, his last time up. Well, is it Javier or is it Mateo? Ha-ha. I stand corrected. It's Mateo Martinez. No offense. Mateo swings at a big breaking ball. That was an off-speed. Got him strike two, 1-2 the count. Took a little something off of it. Mateo out of Lassen College. Off-speed. Boy, he once again took something off of it, and he was way out in front, strike three. So we're seeing a mixture of pitches now from Konoski. Nice strikeout. Second in his second inning of work. Still working from the stretch as the right fielder Casey Buchanan comes to the plate. Big guy, left-handed batter, popped up to the shortstop in the sixth. It's kind of a little dying quail out there. Comes inside, lefty on lefty, takes it for a ball. Now, while most of these players do take batting practice and through the years with wood bats, playing in games with them. Summer collegiate ball is their best chance to do that. Now, some men's adult leagues will play with wood bats, but that's a somewhat recent thing in the last decade because there was a point in time where really no one was manufacturing them except for just a few companies that were supplying bats to the major leagues. And there was actually a cry from professional baseball that what are we going to do? We don't have enough wood bats. What they didn't have were enough wood bat manufacturers. And that's not the case anymore. And I would imagine we could possibly see, as this one misses inside, and he runs it to 3-0. We could see at some point, and I haven't talked to any college coaches about this, and I do understand the athletics departments, some have different budgets, but we could see wood bat baseball in college now because they've actually become somewhat less expensive than some of those artificial bats, I like to call them. The artificial bat has been deadened now to make it a safer game at the college level. You don't have those dinger home runs. And wood bats are not as expensive as they were for a while. 3-1 pitch. That one called on the outside corner. So he battles back. Was down 3-0 on the left-handed hitting Buchanan. And now has worked the count full. Lefty at the belt. Looks to the runner at first, then delivers. Slider swung on, missed. Strike three, got it. Beautiful location, outside part of the plate, down and away, and big cut, big strikeout. Third strikeout for the big left-hander, Peter Kronowski. And I'm going to look forward. We're all going to look forward to seeing some of the other new pitchers that will come in and help out the core. Still expecting Desmond Parisotto, who's also from Seattle University, to join the club. And then Jeff Cross, who's from Cal State San Bernardino. Those are two other pitchers that are scheduled to join the team, which you really need pitchers in collegiate summer ball because, quite frankly, you don't want guys to – their college coaches don't want them going more than five innings or so, so you need guys. Boy, threw a wiggle on that one. It's called strike. Quickly, out in front 0-2, the first pitch had been fouled back on the right-handed hitting cleanup hitter, Tyler Stewart, who hit a line drive bomb back in the fourth off of Velarde. One of only two runs Amon gave up tonight. Tries to get him to chase heat, high and away. Nothing doing, 1-2. It's been a good night all around for your Colt 45s to this point. 9-2 lead on the Chico Nuts. Curveball swung on, line towards center field, on his horses. Thompson, this one will fall in the gap. Rolls back to the wall in right center. Runner rounding third is Akey. He's going to come around to score. It's an RBI double. There was no doubt about that one as Tyler Stewart makes it a 9-3 game. It was impressive for Kronowski because he had fallen behind 3-0 on the left-handed batter. And it looked like he might have just hung that one, breaking ball, and he got all of it. I thought for a moment, again, with that wind's not blowing out to right, maybe Tyler has a chance to run that one down. First pitch to the batter, Smith, bounced toward short. Fielded by Roop, throws and gets him by a step for out number three. So one run does score on a couple of hits. One, a pretty solid one. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Colt 45 still holding on to a pretty comfy lead, 9-3. Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Brian Regan.
I think when you hear that term, though, boots on the ground, you assume that means soldiers in those boots. I say we drop a bunch of boots on them.
Friday, June 28th, live at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Plane load after plane load just keep shoving boots out. What is with all these boots on the ground?
Ryan Regan.
Hey, here's something I don't think a parent has ever said. The kids are upstairs playing with all their old Happy Meal toys. I don't think a McDonald's Happy Meal toy has ever made it to sundown.
Friday, June 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Even if you do get it to work, you never want to do it more than once. So what happens? You push this button, it shoots at 4 inches. Throw it in the trash.
Buy your tickets now for Brian Regan. Visit ReadingCivic.com. And watch Nunchucks and Flamethrowers on Netflix.
And I hope you had a good time. I know I did. Good night.
Don't miss Brian Regan.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Good night at the ballpark tonight. Colt 45's up 9-3, looking for a little more as Chris Brew out of Simpson University comes to the plate to lead things off against the right-hander Cleary out of Paradise. And what a horrifying year it was for residents of that city. And glad to see him able to continue to further his career and get out there and do his job as a pitcher, and hopefully life will revert to normal, but our hearts certainly go out. Which tomorrow is we back the Blue Night here in Reading at the ballpark. Hope you can come on out for what will be the second of, I'm sure, many meetings in the future between these two clubs, the Chico Nuts, first year of existence. Curveball from the right-hander Cleary, taken by Brew. Ball and a strike to count. Frankie pitched in 19 games this year for Butte. Was 3-2 with 8 saves, which is a really terrific year for a college closer. 3.34 ERA. He did start one game, but in 56 and two-thirds innings, allowed just 45 hits. Struck out 50 and walked 10. Bouncing ball towards third. Again, Del Carlo playing deep. Long throw in the dirt. And was it called a foul ball? What was that? What am I seeing in there? Because Brew, or did Brew just not run it out? Boy, it was not picking on Chris Brew, but if he hustles that one out a little better, he may have had a shot at it because he was out at first. Unless there's something I missed on that, but Del Carlo's throw was low, and Brew just looked like he kind of had slowed down over there. It goes down as a 5-3, and I don't know that for sure, so I'll check on that before tomorrow because Chris certainly is a hustler and had three runs batted in coming into that at bat. That brings up Eric Carlson. Popped to the shortstop his last time up, dove in a run back in the fifth, swung on. Bouncing ball towards third again. Del Carlo fielding, and again, he bobbles this one, and that one's going to be an error. I'm not sure, though. It was hit pretty slow. They could have given him a hit, but now it's going to be an E5. Tough night over there for Del Carlo. I just have a sneaking suspicion that he may be out of position, that, you know, it's playing so deep over there. But a little bit more on Frankie Cleary, because I just want to give props to the young man out of Paradise. And we could see him again tomorrow, but no, that's pretty impressive. 3.34 ERA, 8 saves, a 3-2 record, and 50 strikeouts in 56 and two-third innings as a freshman at Butte. Miguel Marquez comes to the plate. Runner at first, not expecting Carlson to go anywhere with a 9-3 lead. Marquez takes the first pitch for a ball. Some of the fans are heading home. But plenty are still sticking around. I'm sure we'll get some returnees this weekend, no doubt. Next pitch misses, 2-0 the count. Colt 45's got two in the first, one in the third, two in the fifth, sixth, and seventh innings. 2-0 delivery coming. Carlson at first. Bouncing ball, foul, third base side, Marquez, 2-1. Coming into the game, Miggy was at 2-0-6. Got an infield hit in the seventh. That'll bring it up just a hair. Leads the club in runs scored with 12. And mentioned to you earlier, his speed, he does lead the club in steals as well. That one just misses inside. 3-1 now the count. Kyle Schroedel on deck. One down from the belt. Reliever doesn't even check the runner. Fastball checked his swing. It's called strike two anyway. 3-2. And Cleary knows the Colt 45s are not going to be running here, so he's barely looking and working on Marquez instead. Off-speed swung on, missed, tipped it, but I think the catcher held on, strike three. So that's the first strikeout for Cleary. And that'll bring up Kyle Schroedel. Kyle looking for his first hit of the night. We mentioned came in hitting 261. That one bounced back to the screen. It's going to be a wild pitch. So Schroedel now is man in scoring position. And Kyle's, you know, it's not been, he's hitting lower in the lineup, has not had as many chances to drive runners in. So he's only got three ribbies on the year, but they do know that he's got that in him, that one taking over for a strike. He stands in there. Awaiting the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, he goes the other way, bounces it right side through the hole, base hit. Rounding third coming in. Let's see if there'll be no play at the plate. And there's the ribby we were talking about. Fourth run batted in on the year for Kyle Schroedel. So Carlson scores. That'll be an unearned run, but nice job of just going with the pitch. They were more worried. The second baseman was playing him to pull. There was a big hole on the right side. So Schroedel saw it, the chance, and took it. Now Nick Horsley at the plate with a runner at first and two outs. Swung on, fouled off third base side. Way out in front. We mentioned tomorrow night, we back to Blue Night. Always things going on. If you're family, you really can't beat the prices out here at the ballpark. Plenty of stuff for the kids and the adults. They've got they even have a new cornhole game over there in the beer garden for the grown-ups. That one misses low. Ball on the strike. Now, Barrick Fasking does not normally, it's not like the major leagues where you know you've got these five starters, so we don't have a starting pitcher for you tomorrow. We just do know that they've kind of worked through a bit of a rotation with the two front-end guys. This one swung on it towards left center field, but not deep enough to cause any trouble. Both will make the catch for out number three. So the Colt 45s score again here in the bottom of the eighth, a little insurance. They now lead it by a 10-3 score. We'll head to the top of the ninth. Reading up 10-3. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Colt 45 just clicking tonight and playing the baseball that they expect to play, getting the runs, using their speed, and got strong pitching tonight from Velarde. 0-2 pitch, swung on, bounced toward short. Marquez fields it, the second one, on to first, double play. How about that? Miguel Marquez had to wait on it a little bit, but a nice exchange at second, and the DH it just moved out to second base, did a terrific job to complete the double play. So Carlson can play anywhere, just proved it there. Nice, 6-4-3. And now, with two outs and the chance to shut things down, Addison comes to the plate. Addison replaced Yamas after an injury on a stretch at first base. Swung on, hit high towards left center field, should be playable. Underneath it, the catch is made, and that is out number three. Colt 45s are back in the W column tonight with an impressive 10-3 win. Roop finishes the job. Redding wins at 10-3 over Chico. We'll be back with a recap in just a moment. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fred Weber back with you, and you can hear there's happy music tonight. And it was a terrific finish for your Colt 45s. Winning by a 10-3 final. They got two runs in the first, one in the third, two more in the fifth, two in the sixth, seventh, and a final run in the eighth. Eamon Velarde did his job. He gave up a run in the second, but after that settled down and only gave up a home run in the fourth. He retired the final seven batters that he faced before giving way to the kid, and really liked what we saw of young Peter Kronowski in relief, though he did get tagged a little bit, gave up a run. He certainly pitched well, and then Brendan Roop got a double play behind him to get it pretty much a three up, three down. If you count that DP, it certainly worked out that way for him. Colt 45s get a nice win tonight on a night that they really needed to get off to a good start. They had struggled mightily in the first inning of the previous couple of games, and they were able tonight to get Eamon Velarde a lead. Again, his second straight winning start, and a very impressive win for him. As he put it together, they showed some speed. They put runners in motion. They actually had instances where they created some runs without benefit of hit. So that's the kind of thing you like to see. Colt 45s, again, back on the winning track tonight with the victory over the Chico Nuts. Again, Chico in their first year at the summer collegiate level, and we're looking forward to future rivalries with them down the road. And we're looking forward to another meeting tomorrow between the two teams, as many players on both of these squads know each other from high school and junior college ball. We'll explore many of those connections when we join you again tomorrow night, when it's Back the Blue night out at Tiger Field. Our pregame show will start shortly after 7, and we'll have an interview tomorrow night, as we will every night starting tomorrow, with a player of coach in our pregame show. So we hope you'll be able to join us. If you come out to the ballpark, you can still listen to the game on the radio. You can click to it on your phone and listen along during the contest. We love that as well. Our gates will open at the ballpark tomorrow at 6:30 for the Colt 45s. We'll begin a broadcast shortly after 7. First pitch due to come your way around 7:15. But the end of this night is a W for your Colt 45s. 10-3, your final tally. I'm Brent Weber for our engineer back at the station, and thanking you out there for listening tonight. It's a W for the Colt 45s. We'll see you at the ballpark tomorrow night. You've been listening to Reading Colt 45s baseball on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
With Carlos Maza, that if somebody says something mean to you or somebody makes a joke about you, that this is the equivalent to them inciting violence. This is the equivalent of them telling people to dox you or ruin your life or come after you. This is supposedly the routine. Hey, Don Lemon may be a victim of bad jokes. Don Lemon may be a victim of bad people. That does not mean that the solution is shut down President Trump or free speech. When folks on the left suggest, when they conflate jokes about you or mean comments about you with people using racial slurs who are not you, what they're really attempting to do is shut down the debate altogether. This has not been a thing I have ever engaged in. I've defended people on the other side of the aisle that I really dislike, people who I think have horrible messages. I've defended their right to speak. I've defended their use of platforms. I've suggested that people not get fired. I've done all of these things because...
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. President Trump has suspended his plan to impose 5% tariffs on Mexico starting Monday.
Just a few hours after returning to the White House from Europe, the president announced on Twitter that the U.S. and Mexico reached a signed agreement and that next week's threatened tariffs are hereby indefinitely suspended. The news comes as a relief to many members of Congress, including Republicans and business allies of the president, who had been urging him to reconsider the tariffs.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. U.S. and Russia are blaming each other for near collision at sea. Here's correspondent Wally Hines.
The incident occurred in the East China Sea. According to the Russian version, one of its destroyers had to take emergency action to avoid a collision after a U.S. guided missile cruiser passed within about 165 feet of it. The Russians claim the USS Chancellorsville suddenly changed course and cut across the path of the destroyer. The Navy is blaming Russia, calling the behavior of its destroyer unsafe and unprofessional. The incident comes just days after another close encounter between U.S. and Russian fighter jets.
Meanwhile, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says that the U.S. will continue its operations despite the incident.
Unsafe, unprofessional acts will not deter us from conducting operations.
A Texas prosecutor says investigators have linked more than 60 killings in at least 14 states to a 79-year-old inmate who may be the most prolific serial killer in U.S. history. Ector County District Attorney Bobby Bland said that Samuel Little continues to cooperate with investigators from around the country. The Food and Drug Administration sending warnings to companies that inappropriately push their e-cigarette formulas online. Regulators say that the four companies failed to include mandatory warnings about the addictiveness of nicotine. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
NASA has announced that private citizens can visit the International Space Station as early as next year, but it won't be cheap.
The round-trip ticket will cost an estimated $58 million, and accommodations aboard the orbiting outpost will run about $35,000 per night for trips of up to 30 days long. The space agency says only two visitors per year will be allowed for now. Private astronauts will have to also meet the same medical standards and training and certification procedures as regular crew members. John Scott reporting.
A military judge has refused to dismiss the murder case of a decorated Navy SEAL, but he found the prosecution's meddling in defense lawyer emails has harmed the public's view of the military justice system and cast doubt on its ability to give Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher a fair trial. As a result, the judge has reduced the maximum penalty facing Gallagher. News and analysis at townhall.com. Barnes & Noble, one of the giants of booksellers, is itself being sold.
Barnes & Noble says it's being acquired by Elliott Management, a hedge fund, for $476 million. At $6.50 per share, that's about a 9% premium on the company's closing stock price Thursday. Elliott bought the British bookseller Waterstones in June of last year. Many have blamed Barnes & Noble for the demise of independent bookstores, but it in turn has been ravaged by Amazon.com and other online competitors. The sale is valued at about $683 million, including debt, and it's targeted to close in the third quarter, if approved by regulators and shareholders. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Toronto Raptors, one win from their first NBA title. Kawhi Leonard scored 36 and grabbed 12 rebounds, and the Raptors beat the Golden State Warriors 105-92. For a 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The Constitution does not say that a person can shout, yell wolf in a crowded theater.
That's right. You can't yell wolf in a crowded theater, as Nancy Pelosi likes to say, because people might be afraid that there's a wolf in the theater. or something.
Ha, 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 ha.
A lot of nice girls. It is another beautiful Friday in the United States of America. What a great country. Now we must defeat crazy. How do you defeat crazy? I don't know. We're going to have to figure it out. We're Americans. We'll innovate. We'll do what we always do. We'll come up with new ideas. The truth will out. It's always been kind of a funny phrase, hasn't it? Little bit of a funny phrase. Good day to you. We are at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. President Trump on his way home from Europe. Perhaps you've heard of it. It's a continent across the Atlantic Ocean. President stayed at his one of his many properties around the world, this one in Ireland, a golf resort sort of place Trump plays in Ireland. And when the president left the D-Day events in Normandy, France, yesterday, he took the Air Force plane up to Ireland, which at last two nights he spent at the place in Ireland. He left London, he went up to Ireland, spent the night, then flew down to Normandy and had the Normandy events, which actually received praise, even from clowns like Abilio Acosta. He's ashamed to be a Cuban. And the CNN fake, he's, what is he, a White House something or other. I think he's a correspondent, isn't he, with, what is the name of that cable channel? The cable news number, that's the one. And also Mo Yarbrough on DNC TV, who is not really stable. He had praise for President Trump's speech yesterday. And then naturally they switched that off and turned back to attacking him. It took about a quarter of a second, I think, after they finished their generally positive statement. And then they switch back, you know, revert to form, I think, is the thing. The president did an interview with Laura Ingraham on the Fox News Channel last night from the American Cemetery at Normandy. And this has the news media very upset because they're very concerned about the dignity of the cemetery at Normandy and of our troops that that died liberating Europe 75 years ago. Now, the news media, they're obviously unpatriotic, anti-military, anti-police. But yesterday they wrapped themselves in the flag and in the memory of D-Day. How dare President Trump talk politics in front of these tombstones at the American cemetery? How inappropriate. Well, yeah, just the usual, the fake indignation all over the place. They're really berserk, and I have some of that stuff. And I have the president from the interview last night. Said some fun things about Nanny Pelosi, and also about Robert Mueller, the special counsel. News media very upset about those things, too. And you can't talk politics when you're overseas and not in front of the American cemetery. That's just not appropriate, because CNN, they're the arbiters of what is appropriate and what is not in the 21st century. That would be the end of Western civilization as we know it for sure. But some good stuff. And also I have today, it is what we like to call D-Day plus one. And I have a recording of a World War II veteran, a Navy fighter pilot who, coincidentally, my father. And I have a recording that I like to air once a year or so, I guess, perhaps not every year, but generally speaking, the interview done with my father aboard his aircraft carrier operating in the Mediterranean after having just returned from a stressful mission where he went to drop a big bomb on some German people because I think he might have been a racist. I'm not sure. I had a problem with the Germans. You know, I don't know what the Democrats have deconstructed it to the point where they're not clear on why the Germans were being targeted in World War II. But and Joe Biden, a classic flip-flop, and he is one of they call him Floppy Joe today. He's Floppy Joe because he doesn't know where he stands on abortion. He's another one of these. He's a Catholic, making quotation marks with my fingers. And it was explained today on CNN that see, Democrats, when they're in politics, they can be Catholics at home and Democrats at work. So they're kind of pro-life at home, but then when it really matters, when they're at work, they're pro-death, anti-life. And Joe Biden, he did a big flip-flop because a nice lady at a Joe Biden event the other day asked him, are you for repealing the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits public tax dollars being used to perform abortions? And he said, well, no, I'm a supporter of the Hyde Amendment. And he has been for 40 years. He's voted for it again and again and again and again and again because he's been there since the Civil War. And then a couple days later, he said, his campaign put out a statement saying he misunderstood the question. It's a perfectly clear question. We have the audio. He thought that the woman was talking about the Mexico Accord because that's why she talked about the Hyde Amendment and didn't mention the word Mexico. But he was confused because, look at him, he's easily confused. He has been for a long time. And they put out this statement saying that he thought she was talking about the Mexico Accord. So they lied, is basically that they just made up an absurd lie that the news media would jump all over if you were a Republican, but they fluff him because he's a Democrat. And so he flip-flopped. Then he flip-flopped again. Yesterday he said, well, now I'm for repealing the Hyde Amendment because that's what the left tells me I'm in favor of. And on CNN today, they cleaned it up for him. It's all cleaned up. It's no problem. Not only is it no problem that he flip-flopped and he's Floppy Joe, not only is that not a problem, but the fact that it's not a problem is because Trump. It's Trump's fault that it's not a... And this is what CNN explained today. They have anchor people that are journalists there, and they explain these things to their dwindling number of viewers. And on CNN today, this John Berman guy with his pursed lips and his lowered brow, he redefines smug, this guy. And he explained this morning to me, so now I understand, that the reason it's okay that Biden flip-flopped on this is because of Trump. Because Trump has changed everything, and now flip-flopping doesn't matter. That's the explanation that CNN gave as to why it's okay that Joe Biden flip-flop on this issue. That they, you know, it's not like they think it's important. They think it's important that all Democrats be in favor of taxpayer funding for third trimester abortions, mostly of brown and black children, because that's the way they like it. Mostly of black and brown children, because that's the way they like it. They are the party of the Confederacy and slavery and the KKK and Jim Crow and standing in schoolhouse doors and the party of exterminating 40% of the African-American population in the United States. It's good for them. Also, there's a big dyke parade. Is that what it's called? Is it the dyke parade or the dyke march? This is not a slur that I'm using. It's apparently they're referring to lesbians, but they self-identify as the marchers as the dyke march. And that's what they call themselves. And just to round things out, they want to make sure that there is none of this Jew stuff in the parade. So none of this Israeli flag stuff. No Stars of David. Can you wear it like a little chain with a Star of David around your neck? I think the answer is no. Because now you are welcome to bring your Palestinian. I'm not making this up. This is true. They call themselves the Dyke March. And they are having the Dyke March. And everybody loves a dyke, and they, little Dutch boy. And then they made it clear, and I don't know why they decided to come out and say this, but they came out and said, none of this Jew stuff. No Stars of David, no Israeli flags. Forget about that. All right, you can wear a yarmulke, but don't say anything, okay? But if you are Palestinian queer friends, remember when queer was out of line a couple of years ago, right? And dyke was out of line a couple of years ago, but they're bringing them back. And so they're having this march, but no Jews. Jews stay away. I don't know what American liberal Jews are all about, but they really need to wake the hell up. And I'm going to get into this a little later. I think they're going to have floats. They're going to have like a boxcar float. They're going to have maybe several boxcar floats. They go woo woo. They got some Choo Choo Charlie in the front with an armband on for the Dyke March, and no Jews. So maybe they have some in the boxcar with their arms coming out or something like that. And then like a Gates of Auschwitz float. They should have a Gates of Auschwitz float for the Dyke March because no Jews. But Palestinians are welcome. The Palestinian flag, you want to talk about genocide against the Jews, exterminating the state of Israel, you're welcome at the Dyke March. But if you're pro-Israel or something, you're definitely not welcome at the Dyke March because they're anti-Semites. Also, speaking of anti-Semites, you see Ilhan Omar, she's a well-known Democrat member of Congress / anti-Semite, virulent anti-Semite. May Allah awaken the people of the world to the evil of the Jews. She's a Democrat in good standing. They just put her, the Democrats just put her on the committee for Jewish relations. Is that what it is, Jewish relations? I'll get to that in a little bit. They put her on the committee in the House of Representatives where she will be in a position to be an anti-Semite, I guess is what it is, a public anti-Semite. I think that's what it is. That's probably the... probably the thing. They love their anti-Semitism and racism. They're the party of anti-Semitism and racism. You know what we should do? We should put all the Japanese in internment camps to commemorate D-Day. Because that's what Democrats do. And they stand in schoolhouse doors and they invent a fabricated guy named Jim Crow that lives in their heads, and they don't let you eat at the Woolworth's luncheonette counter, and they name buildings on Capitol Hill after 1960s segregationist racists like Richard Russell, the Russell Senate Office Building. It's a disgrace that they haven't renamed the Russell Senate Office Building for Senator Hiram Revels to erase the Democrat history of their racism from, my lifetime, many people's lifetimes. Richard Russell, a virulent segregationist anti-Semite, and they named the building after him in the 1970s, I think in the 1970s, and it's still named after this segregationist racist Democrat from Georgia, Richard Russell. And it should be named for Hiram Revels, who was the first African-American to serve in the United States Senate, obviously a Republican, shortly after the Civil War. But instead, they've got it named for this racist, segregationist Democrat, Richard Russell, and they're proud of it. They go into the building every day, and they're fine with that. And nobody says boo about it. I just don't understand. They're tearing down statues of everybody, and still Richard Russell's name is on that Senate office building because the racists, they like it, and the anti-Semites. And this is, honestly, this is today's Democrat Party. If you were watching CNN, they're never going to mention anything along any of these lines, ever. Joe Biden's draft record, he's, not only does he flip-flop, he's floppy Joe. See, it's a play on words. It's like sloppy Joe, which are delicious, by the way, just magically delicious. And they're great. But now he's Floppy Joe and all that good stuff. And even this Dyke March, that's what it's called. It's called the Dyke March. It's the anti-Semitic Dyke March. The Anti-Defamation League, the CEO there, Jonathan Greenblatt, has come out and condemned the Dyke March for their anti-Semitism. Anti-Defamation League is supposed to be a pro-Jewish group, but it's run by an Obama administration official, Jonathan Greenblatt. He was also a Clinton administration official, but then an Obama administration official. Then he took over the ADL. So really, it's just another front group for the party. Capital T, capital P. Or as it should be called, Zapati. Zapati. Man, oh man. That's what I'm telling you. All right, listen, a lot of stuff to get to. I'm looking at my note. I have a couple of notes today. I have more than one note. I have two notes. And the World Cup starts today. That is kick the ball. There are some people that care about this. It, you know, if the United States is doing well, then I start to care about it. Otherwise, if it's Uruguay against Gabon, I got to say, I don't really get too excited about it. Also, the border has gone wild. You know, girls gone wild at spring break and stuff. Border gone wild. We should have a border gone wild video made up about what's going on at the border. Breaking records all over the place. And, you know, and the gang members are coming in, the Pakistanis. We got people from all over the world coming in large groups and stuff. And you know what the Democrats on Capitol Hill are doing? Smirking. Smirking is the correct answer. Smugly smirking. Because they're not on your side. They're not. They're not on the side of our country. And if you're, you know, part of our country, they're not on your side. They're not on our side. These are not good people. And they're running the country into a cliff. John Solomon on The Hill today with a fun piece about the Obama State Department, Russians, and trickery. Trickery. Obama, State Department, Russians. Trickery. Just a few of the things I have for your enjoyment this morning.
Did you plug the hole yet, David?
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Looking for a great way to save some extra money this summer? Why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? You can refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. The average credit card interest rate is over 19% APR, but Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with AutoPay. It's an easy way to save hundreds or even thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate with absolutely no fees, and you can even get your money as soon as today. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what Lightstream delivers. Just for my listeners, apply now and get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this additional discount is to go to Lightstream.com/plant. That's LightStreamPlante. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount, terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/plant for more information.
At Fidelity, we believe nothing should come between you and your money. So we're introducing zero account fees with zero minimums to open an account. All because we want you to invest with zero trade-offs. Visit fidelity.com/value to learn more. Zero account minimums and zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Expenses charged by investments such as funds and managed accounts and for commissions, interest charges, or other expenses for transactions may still apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSE, SIPC.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Get Dad a great gift from Kohl's, like new Nike, just $56.25, a Google Home, $79, or the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99, and you'll get Kohl's cash, $10 for every $50 spent. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Father's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, 10 off 50 offer valid June 6th through 16th with promo code DAD10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
My digestive system used to make me feel sluggish, but those days are over. Now I take Metamucil every day. It naturally traps and removes the waste that weighs me down, so I feel lighter. Try Metamucil and begin to feel what lighter feels like. Introducing new Metamucil Premium Blend. It's sweetened with plant-based stevia and made with natural flavors and colors. It's a delicious way to get the fiber that keeps your digestive system at its best. To learn more, visit Metamucil.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ah, yes. I can't wait to get into the Dyke March. Maybe a happy ghetto of Warsaw float. What do you think? They're going to have a float. They're going to have the boxcars float. Maybe three of them joined together with Choo Choo Adolf in the front. And yeah, cockroach float. The balloon, yeah, like the big Trump as a baby balloon. Yeah, termite. Because Louis Farrakhan isn't an anti-Semite. He's anti-termite. And a friend of Barack Obama's. That's okay. Yes, the news media very upset because President Trump doing an interview with Laura Ingraham. Laura Ingraham asked him about the news of the day, and the president responded. And so the news media is spitting mad. They're indignant. They're wrapping themselves in the American flag because, you know, how dare President Trump talk about politics on D-Day? Don't they know? Come on, these guys. Were it not for double standards, they couldn't be bigger hypocrites if they set out and organized and had meetings and stuff about how they could become bigger hypocrites. I don't think they could accomplish that. Let's go to the phones. What do you say? Let's go to Jared calling from Winchester, Virginia. Jared, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how you doing, Dave?
I'm good, Jared. What do you say?
Yeah, I just want to make a quick point. I mean, the blind hypocrisy really never ends. You were just talking about how the Democrats are making a big deal about Trump, you know, talking politics at Normandy, which I don't think he even really did. And we all know he did a great job. But, you know, they felt free to invade a student organized vigil after their friends had just been killed in a school shooting. And they used it for their anti-gun politics, you know, a day after the event happened, which is pretty disgusting.
Well, the rules that apply to them, Jared, are different. See, the rules that apply to us, this is actually a Saul Alinsky rules for radicals thing. You hold your enemy, and make no mistake, we Americans are their enemy, their declared enemy, and we must be destroyed. This is their view. And the Alinskyites teach that you hold your enemy to their own standards. So if your enemy is religious, if your enemy is moral, if your enemy is ethical, you use their religion, their morals, and their ethics against them. You pretend to hold them to a standard which, of course, you would never hold yourself to. That's a rules for radicals fundamental. It's like a Saul Alinsky minute.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
To make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities, and with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Oh,
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Because the Democrat Party liberal left propaganda machine is insatiable and knows no bounds, Barack Obama and Michelle Obama have signed yet another media deal. You know, they already have a multi-million dollar deal with Netflix because lefties just want to throw millions of dollars at them for whatever, so they'll show up at their backyard barbecue or something. And Hillary Clinton and Chelsea Clinton, you know, Webb Hubble's girl, they signed a deal last week, I think, to produce movies and television with a Stalinist sort of perspective. And they couldn't be more excited. And they're getting millions of dollars for that. Now, the Obamas have just signed yet another media deal. Because, really, I mean, what do they have to offer? Barack and Michelle signed Spotify deal to produce exclusive podcasts. Will they be exclusive? Gosh, Spotify. You know, Spotify, I think there's a, what's that stain room? Zout. They need some Zout. Spotify. Obama's Inc. deal with Spotify to produce, host podcasts. Well, I guess he really does have a lot of time on his hands. Hey, I think it's time to pre-record our podcast, Michelle. Okay, excuse me, I'm just working out with really heavy weights with my arms. She has the, have there been any articles on her arms lately? How about any magazine covers for the First Lady of the United States, the most beautiful First Lady in the history of First Ladies? How about that? Huh? How about it? Have we seen any of that? No, we haven't. We haven't seen any. Not a single magazine cover. Really not a positive article. It's remarkable. And she was looking just splendid. May I say splendid? In England, in France. We should be very happy, very proud to have such a wonderful First Lady that fled communism as a child, speaks 67 languages, not really, it's about five or six languages, though, and is just the most beautiful First Lady anybody has ever seen. But no, Dr. Evil's Post put out a full, what was the full front page of the style section last weekend, that Nancy Pelosi is a fashion icon. And I'm sorry, where's Melania Trump in all of this? She doesn't rank. They would date Nancy Pelosi before they'd have lunch with the First Lady of the United States because they're crazy. I think that's the short answer. Through Higher Ground Audio, Barack and Michelle Obama will develop, produce, and lend their voices to audio shows for the music streaming service and TV shows and movies with a Stalinist lilt for Netflix. And Hillary and Chelsea, that guppy of a daughter of theirs, they but she will clean the algae off the sides of your fish tanks if you if you pay her enough money. And what are those fish called? People keep telling us what the fish is called, and we keep forgetting. The Obamas are expanding their media domain. They're expanding their media domain through a multi-year deal with Spotify to create podcasts exclusive to the audio service. Barack, it is a cult. It really is. It's a cult. I don't even know why they'd be interested in this, since really the apocalypse is, what, 10 years away? Even if you go with the most optimistic, the clock started last October, where we've got, it's not 12 years, it's 11 years and 6 months, or 11 years and 5 months. I mean, somebody stop the clock, stop the clock. Why would they even engage in this kind of frivolous folderol when we're all going to die so soon? He promised to slow the rise of the oceans. Has Glenn Kessler at the Washington Post fact-checked that? I want to know whether the rise of the oceans have been slowed by Barackus Obamas. When is his birthday? because we haven't played his birthday theme in quite a while. When's his birthday? August or something? I don't know. We'll have to. We have a great birthday song that we like to play on Barack Obama's birthday. Now that he's not president, we don't pay such close attention. August 4th. See, I almost remembered. August 4th is his birthday. This day in history. Yeah. Because the Dykes March isn't anti-Semitic enough. They have, you know, that, you remember when Ilhan Omar was on CNN and they read that tweet of hers because she's a virulent anti-Semite. Ilhan Omar, this is the House of Representatives. Nancy Pelosi runs the House of Representatives, by the way. And, you know, she has a bit of a problem with all these virulent anti-Semites as members of Congress, as Democrat members of Congress. And Ilhan Omar, famously, she has this great tweet from a while back. CNN, the confused anchorette read the tweet, and it's like, well, we better not read that anymore. She's on our side, isn't she?
You tweeted, Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel.
May Allah awaken. This is pretty consistent. They hate the... Oh, there's a fun story. We have an update on the K Jewelers refusing service to the police officer because he was in uniform. I have an update to that story. There's an, and it's fun. It's kind of a fun update. It's sad, but it's fun. It's fun and it's sad. It's both. I think it can be both. Don't you think it can be fun and sad? A lot of things can be. So Ilhan Omar, who wants Allah to awaken the infidels to the evil of the Jews... Ilhan Omar, here's the headline, not in the Washington Post because they don't actually report the news. Ilhan Omar is joining the new House caucus on black Jewish relations. You can't say they don't have a sense of humor. This is pretty funny. Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat, Minnesota. You know, she's been a virulent anti-Semite. The Jewish community, when she was a state senator. Also, you see, she's been caught abusing campaign funds, too. Did you see that? She's been caught abusing campaign funds, and she's now going to have to pay a fine and personal travel and personal stuff with campaign money. And she used it. But, you know, what's the... Come on. Don't you know who she is? She's a member of Congress. So she's been caught abusing, violating campaign finance laws. And she's a really anti-Semite. And now the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and the gang, they've decided to make her a member of the Black Jewish Relations Congressional Caucus because Hitler's dead. I don't know why. Why would she be chosen for that? The Washington Examiner has the story. Omar's office confirmed the move to the Washington Examiner on Thursday. Omar's spokesman did not comment on how the lawmaker's membership would affect her relationship with Representative Lee Zeldin, a New York Republican, a Jewish American, and one of the founding members of the caucus. Omar and Zeldin have traded accusations in the past of bigotry and anti-Semitism. Naturally, I think that's pretty much the deal there.
Some people did something.
Ilhan Omar's take on September 11th. This is her. Congresswoman Omar, we know that you're a virulent anti-Semite, hoping that Allah will awaken the eyes of the infidels to the evil of the Jews. Can you give us your summary of what happened on September 11th, 2001?
Some people did something.
Yes, good point. That is, thank you, Congresswoman Omar. Really, honestly, you should be on the Congressional Caucus for What's Up with the Jews, I think. Is that what the name of the thing is? Is What's Up with the Jews? Yeah, and she's got campaign finance issues, too. Ilhan Omar, this is a fun one. This is our Congress. This is the Congress of the United States of America. This from a couple of months ago. Ilhan Omar, colon. I love their colons. Anti-Semitism charges make me understand how white people feel when they're accused of privilege. I'm sorry, what? What? Can you explain that a little further?
Some people did something.
Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. #Gaza, #Palestine, #Israel. I love that pound sign. What happened to that pound Me Too movement where they're taking down too many Democrats? You know, all the statues taken down were all Democrats. All the ones that are torn down, desecrated, all Democrats. Honestly. Show me a Republican that was taken down in that whole frenzy of tearing down statues like the Taliban. Because really the Democrats are the American Taliban. So the Taliban hasn't killed nearly as many people. That's for sure. And the Taliban never put the Japanese in internment camps, did they? But the Democrats did, didn't they? Yes. Yes, they most certainly did.
Some people did something?
Yes, they did. They most certainly did do something. We have President Trump audio from the Laura Ingraham interview on a range of topics. We have my father, Jules Ortega, D-Day Plus One audio that I want to share with you today. Because as Victoria was describing this morning, yesterday was D-Day, but today is Donut Day. I don't know if you know that. Today is National Donut Day. So it's like D-Day with sprinkles. D-Day was a bit of solemnity yesterday. That is to say, we were solemn yesterday. And today we're back to being America. It's Donut Day. I like donuts. I just had a half a donut right over there. If I had more time, I would have had a whole donut. Yes. Also, Lunch Bucket Joe. And I love the Lunch Bucket Joe flip-flop. And wait till you hear CNN defending him on it. This is great stuff. Wonderful stuff. And then there is Joe Biden's draft record. I want to get to the Joe Biden flip-flop and CNN. In fact, why don't we just go to that now? Joe Biden's draft record looks a lot like Donald Trump's. Do Democrats care? That's the headline from inside sources. He was 6 feet tall, had an athlete's build. He played football in high school, was active in sports throughout college. He spent one summer as a lifeguard at a local pool. Remember, we heard a lot about that, didn't we? But after he graduated college in the spring of 1968 and became eligible for the draft and possibly combat duty in Vietnam, he received a diagnosis that let him avoid military service. No, not bone spurs, asthma. And his name was Joe Biden. Just a few months before President Donald Trump received his now infamous diagnosis of bone spurs in the heels, the former high school star Joe Biden got the same 1Y draft deferment for, quote, asthma as a teenager, end quote. 5 deferments Biden received, the same number as the notorious draft dodger Dick Cheney, and allowed him to avoid being drafted at the height of the war. The year 1968 was one of the bloodiest of the Vietnam conflict, with 296,406 Americans drafted into the military, the second highest during the war. And who was president then? Oh, it was Lyndon Baines Johnson. It was the Democrat Lyndon Baines Johnson. Later that year, Richard Nixon would be elected president, and then he would eventually, after quite some time, get us out of the Vietnam conflict that the Democrats got us into, up to our eyeballs. And, you know, it was a noble war, but I love the Democrats calling everybody else warmongers. Everybody else is, the Republicans are warmongers. It should be noted often that Woodrow Wilson was the progressive Democrat president, segregationist, racist, supporter of the KKK, supporter of eugenics. Woodrow Wilson, entombed in the National Cathedral in Washington, the only president buried in Washington, D.C. Fun trivia. It was Woodrow Wilson who presided over our entry into World War One. FDR, that presided over entry into World War Two. Complicated. Harry Truman getting us into the Korean conflict. And, of course, JFK and LBJ getting us into Vietnam and then up to our eyeballs in Vietnam. Never mind that, though. Oh, and by the way, the president of the Confederacy in the Civil War, Jefferson Davis, was a Democrat, too. This is the history of the Democrat Party. They don't teach this, do they? I don't know what they teach, but they don't teach that. I'm looking at the clock now. I'm going to need to give myself a little more breathing room for CNN and their handling of Lunch Bucket Joe's flip-flop, floppy Joe Biden and his flip-flop on the Hyde Amendment, which he went, first he told the woman one thing, and then they put out a statement saying another thing, and then they, so it's a flip-flop flip, I think, and then they did a second flip-flop. It's a double flip-flop, but he's not back where he started. And CNN did some analysis of Joe Biden's flip-flop, and you'll never guess you'll never guess what CNN has to tell their dwindling number of viewers.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
At Fidelity, we believe nothing should come between you and your money. So we're introducing zero account fees with zero minimums to open an account. All because we want you to invest with zero trade-offs. Visit fidelity.com/value to learn more. Zero account minimums and zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Expenses charged by investments such as funds and managed accounts and for commissions, interest charges, or other expenses from transactions may still apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSE, SIPC.
Who would have thought? Who would have guessed? An energy company helping cars emit less. Making cars lighter is a good place to start. Advanced oils for those hard-working parts. Fuels that go further so drivers pump less. At ExxonMobil, it's what we do best. Efficiency is our driving ambition. It's full speed ahead to produce fewer emissions. Explore more about unexpected energy sources at energyfactor.com. Energy lives here.
Underage smoking and vaping is a serious problem. One way to combat it, raise the legal age to purchase from 18 to 21. About 80% of high school students turn 18 before graduating. If they can legally buy tobacco, they can share with underage classmates. Raising the purchase age to 21 reduces underage access. That's why Juul Labs supports making 21 plus the law nationwide. Learn more at juul.com/t21. Juul Labs, for adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. they would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. Dr. John.
I've been in the right place.
Of.
It must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing.
You didn't say the right thing.
The wrong line.
Must have been the wrong line.
On the right trail,
you know, Dr. John and the medicine show, Dr. John and I've been in the right place and all this stuff. New Orleans madman musician Dr. John died yesterday, age of 77 years. Mac Rebenack. I hope I'm pronouncing the last name correctly. New Orleans legend, Louisiana legend, wild man, night tripper. You know, the Beatles did Day Tripper, he did Night Tripper. He was a trip, Dr. John. And his music, he had a cool voice, cool rock and roll. Cool sound. He had a cool sound. Going out to the break, we played his version of Sahara, not his original work, but a cool song nonetheless, and passed away at the age of 77. Sad, classic musician from an era. Speaking of, we were looking at the clock, Michael and I, during the break, and we've decided that the CNN assessment of Joe Biden changing his mind and then changing his mind again is going to take a little more time than we have in this block. So we have other really fun things and lots of great audio coming up in the next hour. Here's a fun story from the Washington Examiner. Wake up call. 1 million new sexually transmitted disease infections daily. Daily? Hang on. This is what, I don't know, you're wondering why I looked over there. I know. More than 1 million new cases of sexually transmitted diseases pop up across the world every day. Not just the country, it's the world. So stand down. A figure that shows health officials have made little progress in curbing infections over the course of the last 5 years. We're seeing a concerning lack of progress in stopping the spread of sexually transmitted infections worldwide, Dr. Peter Salama, the World Health Organization Executive Director for Universal Healthcare and Life Course. That's quite a title. He's got to have two business cards. He holds them side by side in a statement. This is a wake-up call for concerted effort to ensure everyone everywhere can access the services they need to prevent and treat these debilitating diseases. Yeah. There are a couple of old-fashioned suggestions you might consider also, but that's maybe just me. This is the age when it becomes embarrassing to live with your parents. What? CNBC has the story. There is now less stigma around living with your parents into your 20s, according to a new survey from TD Ameritrade. Yet younger generations and parents agree the age of 28 is when it starts to get embarrassing. Adult children and parents who live together should come up with a plan to make sure both sides make positive financial progress. This is, we needed a TD Ameritrade study to look into this. Moving back in with your parents after college is not a new concept. But around age 28, it starts to get old. Why 28? Why not like 37? Well, this is the survey. Ma!
Hey, Ma! The meatloaf!
You're already there.
We want it now!
Meatloaf! I was just going to yell, Mom, meatloaf, and Michael Pierce, you already had the audio ready, and I didn't even know it. That's when the situation begins to get embarrassing, according to a survey from TD Ameritrade. That goes for all of the generations surveyed, including young millennials and even younger Gen Z respondents, as well as parents. I love you, son, but get the hell out of the house. Try getting a job or something like that. About one-third of Gen Z members said it would be embarrassing to live at home at the age of 30 and up, while 44% of millennials said the same. Meanwhile, 45% of parents agreed. That means 55% of parents did not agree. Oh, no. Oh, no, Snowflake. No, you should call yourself Charisse from now on, Stephen. Steve, really? We never liked the name Stephen in the first place. You should become Charisse and live on a couch in the basement forever.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.